بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم نحمده و نصلی علی رسوله الکریم اما بعد بھائی جو حضرات دور بیٹھے ہیں ان سے گزارش ہے قریب تشریف لے آئیں
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم ذرا ریکویسٹ کم فورورڈ انشاءاللہ دس فل ان دی گیپس اس مچ اس وی کین اور اور گیپس ٹو دی رائٹ ٹو دی لیفٹ ٹو دی لیفٹ حرکت انشاءاللہ کم فور برادرز
اور یہ جو ساتھی بیٹھے ہیں اپنے آگے کی جگہ ذرا پور کر لو مل مل کر بیٹھو آگے آ جاؤ آگے آ جاؤ بتاؤ
جی کم کلوز انشاءاللہ وہاں سے فل ان دی گیپس پلیز انشاءاللہ کم برادرز آن دی لیفٹ ہینڈ سائیڈ رائٹ ہینڈ سائیڈ اور پلیز ان دی فرنٹ آلسو وی کین
مائک لگے ہوئے ہیں آواز دور تک بھی پہنچ جائے گی لیکن مجلس میں مل کر بیٹھنا یہ مجلس کے آداب میں سے ہے
جی دی ساؤنڈ ول ریچ یو بٹ دی آداب اینڈ ایتھیکل آف دی مسجد دی سٹ ٹوگیدر انشاءاللہ دی کلوزر وی سٹ دی مور وی ول بینیفٹ
اور جو ادب کے ساتھ بیٹھتے ہیں با ادب با نصیب جو ادب کے ساتھ ہوتے ہیں وہ نصیب والے ہوتے ہیں اللہ ان کو محروم نہیں کرتے
Those that will sit with respect, with etiquette, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow them. Allah ta'ala will give them. So the more we sit with respect and etiquette, then the more we will get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Isliye hum baithna bhi acha karein, sunna bhi acha karein.
So we sit in a proper manner and we listen properly also.
Allah Quran mein farmate hain, jo acha sunenge, wo acha amal karenge.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the person who listens properly will do good amal and good actions also.
Isliye اچھے بیٹھیں گے تو اچھا سنیں گے اس لیے جو دور بیٹھے ہیں ان سے گزارش ہے مجلس میں آ جائیں
جی مانا ریکویسٹ ان شاء اللہ
اللہ کے فرشتے مجلس کو گھیر لیتے ہیں ہم مجلس میں آ جائیں مجلس کے باہر نہ رہیں تاکہ ہم بھی فرشتوں کے گھیرے میں آ جائیں
ملائکہ
مجلس پر اللہ کی رحمت اترتی ہے اپنے آپ کو مجلس کے باہر نہ رکھیں تاکہ اللہ کی رحمت کے مستحق بن جائیں
اینڈ اپون دا گیدرنگ اپون دا مجلس اللہ's رحمت اینڈ مرسی کمز ڈاؤن سو لیٹ اس ناٹ بی آؤٹ آف دا گیدرنگ وی ول لوز دا رحمت اینڈ مرسی آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی
آپ حضرات نے بڑی قربانی دی ہے کہ اپنے سارے مشغلوں کو چھوڑ کر آپ یہاں پہنچے ہیں تو اب یہاں آنے کو قیمتی بنائیں کہ یہاں مجلس میں شریک رہیں
Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. You have left behind everything back home and have come to the ijtima, to the majlis where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name will be taken. May Allah ta'ala give us the full benefit.
جو حضرات پیچھے کے شامیانے میں ہیں جہاں سونے کی جگہ ہے وہ بھی ان سے بھی گزارش ہے کہ وہ بھی آ جائیں جو حضرات باہر چہل پہل رہے ہیں ان سے بھی گزارش ہے وہ بھی اندر آ جائیں
جی مولانا ریکویسٹ those that are in the other tents that are in the sleeping tents they should come inside inshallah bajma jor jamaat make some bajma jor outside this main tent and bring the brothers inside inshallah all those brothers that are outside they should also come inside now inshallah
یہ جو اجتماع ہے یہ کوئی فنکشن نہیں ہے جیسے اور دنیا میں فنکشن ہوتے ہیں یہ ایسا کوئی فنکشن نہیں ہے بلکہ ایک بہت بڑے مقصد اور بہت بڑی ضرورت کے لیے ہم سب کو جمع کیا جاتا ہے
This ijtima is no function, such an occasion, but we have come together for a very high purpose of life, to understand what is the purpose of our life. Is that a function?
Ek bahut badi baat ki fikr dilane ke liye ye ijtima hota hai.
Ijtima takes place to understand what is our fikr, what is the concern, what is the purpose of our life, something which is very necessary for our lives.
Wo kya maqsad, kya zarurat aur wo kya fikr hai?
What is that purpose, what is that need? We have come to understand that. What is it right now?
کہ جس کے لیے ہم سب کو جمع کیا جاتا ہے
For this purpose we have been gathered together. What is the purpose?
کہ وہ بنیادی بات یہ ہے کہ ہر ایمان والا اپنی ان زندگی پر آ جائے جو زندگی اس سے اللہ چاہتا ہے اس کی فکر اس کو دلانے کے لیے جمع کیا جاتا ہے
We have been gathered together for us to understand what is the purpose for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending us into this world. Why am I here right now in the world? For this I have been gathered here to understand for what reason Allah Ta'ala has sent me to this world.
Iske fikr kyun dilani hai?
And who do we remind? Who do we give this fikr to?
Fikr isliye dilani hai ki Allah Pak ne is duniya mein hame paida karne ke baad kuch zimmedariyan hamare zimme rakhi hai. Aur ye baat farmayi gayi ki jo un zimmedariyon ko pura karte hue jiyega Allah Pak usi ko acha jeena naseeb karenge. Khushgawar zindagi Allah usi ko denge.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world to fulfill some responsibility. It is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that person who fulfills his responsibility in this world, that which Allah ta'ala has put upon him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant that person a good life who fulfills the responsibility of his life.
اور اگر خدا نہ کرے کوئی آدمی جو اس کے ذمے ذمہ داریاں ہیں اس کو نہیں سمجھا یا سن کر انجان بن گیا یا غفلت برتی تو پھر اللہ قرآن میں فرماتے ہیں کہ ان انسانوں کو ہم چین سے جینے نہیں دیں گے
And that person who has come into this world, sent into this world, but he hasn't understood the purpose of his life, hasn't fulfilled the responsibility that Allah Ta'ala put upon him. But he just passed through this worldly life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away the peace of his mind and his life. He will not have a peaceful life.
Allah farmate hain, hum uski zindagi ko ajiran kar denge. Man arada an zikri fa inna lahu ma'ishatan danka.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that person who will turn away from my remembrance and the responsibility of this worldly life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his life very, very tight. His life will become very difficult.
اور یہ بات پکی تھکی ہے.
And this is definite, there's no doubt in it.
ہم دیکھیں کہ اللہ کے نبی علیہ السلام کے زمانے میں اور ان سے پہلے جتنے انبیاء علیہ السلامات آئے وہ ایک ذمہ داری والی زندگیوں کو سمجھانے کے لیے آئے تھے. تو اس زمانے کے لوگ جو قسمہ پرس تھے انہوں نے وہ باتیں سمجھی, اس پر اپنے آپ کو ڈالا, تو اللہ نے ان کو کیسے خوشحال زندگی دی. اور اس کے بالمقابل وہ مجمع کہ جن کو بات سمجھائی گئی لیکن وہ انجان بنے اور وہ ساری نعمتوں میں تھے, لیکن ان ساری نعمتوں میں ہوتے ہوئے وہ کیسے برباد ہوئے, یہ ہمارے لیے عبرت اور ہمارے لیے نصیحت کی چیز ہے.
If I am Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent into this world and all anbiya alayhi musallatu wasallam was sent into this world to make man understand the purpose of his life. And those, although they didn't have the outer worldly means, understood the message of the Nabi of the time, the messenger of the time, although they didn't have the worldly outward means, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them a beautiful life. And there were those on the contrary that had all the worldly means and resources, but they didn't understand the message of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, and they did not fulfill their responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed their peace of mind. They had a terrible life.
Allah Pak ne jahan un logon ki karzari bayan ki hai aur waqiat bayan kiye, to waqiat bayan ke baad Allah Pak ek ayat laate hain.
In the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he speaks about these people and the responsibility he put upon them and they did not fulfill it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings an ayat thereafter, a verse in the Quran Sharif.
What ayat kya hoti hai? Aksar ye milegi, اعتبروا يا أولي الألباب واعتبروا يا أولي الأبصار. کیا یہ عقل رکھنے والوں, اگر تمہارے اندر عقل ہے تو یہ واقعہ ہم نے جو بیان کیا اس سے عبرت حاصل کرو. اگر تمہارے اندر سوجھ بوجھ ہے تو اس واقعے سے تم نصیحت حاصل کرو کہ یہ واقعہ ہم نے واقعہ بیان کرنے کے لیے نہیں بیان کیا. یہ کوئی واقعات کی کتاب نہیں ہے کہ ایک تھی لیلا ایک تھی مجنو یا ایک تھی کوا ایک تھی مینا. ان کو بیان کرنے کے بعد کیا مطلب کہ جس طرح یہاں ماننے والوں کے ساتھ یہ ہوا اور نافرمانوں کے ساتھ یہ ہوا, قیامت تک کے لوگ جو بھی ماننے والے ہوں گے ان کے ساتھ یہ ہوگا اور نافرمانوں کے ساتھ ایسا ہوگا.
In Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about our responsibility in these ayats. Allah has mentioned about the incidents of the people of before. You will find after mentioning these incidents of people of the past, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings these ayat. فَاعْتَبِرُوا يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. O people of insight, O people of intelligence, take lesson. Take lesson that we send deen to these people. Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam was sent to them, but they didn't understand. So in this verse, after these incidents, Allah Ta'ala says that, O people of intelligence, O people of insight, open your eyes, open your heart and understand. This kitab, Quran, is not a kitab of incidents and stories. There's an incident of, it is a kitab of taking lesson and understanding your responsibility. That read the incidents of people of before and those that followed and accepted the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, the messengers of Allah, accepted the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, open your heart and understand, they fulfilled the purpose of life and they were successful. And those that did not accept and they went against the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, understand that they failed in their worldly life. These are lessons for those that have intelligence, that understand these ayat and open your mind and your heart and understand, you fulfill the command of Allah, the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah will bless you in the same way. Just Allah ta'ala bless them, and if you will not, then you will also become a failure in this worldly life.
وہ کیا ذمہ داریاں ہیں جو ہمیں سمجھائی گئی ہے؟
What are those responsibilities that Allah ta'ala has mentioned for us to understand?
علماء فرماتے ہیں ہر ایمان والے کے ذمہ تین ذمہ داریاں ہیں.
Every believer has three responsibilities.
کہ وہ ان ذمہ داریوں کو اس کو سمجھنا بھی ہے اور ان ذمہ داریوں کے جو تقاضے ہیں اس کو پورا بھی کرنا ہے.
To understand the responsibilities and what is the demand of these responsibilities, we have to understand this.
کہ وہ تین کون سی ہیں؟
What are these three responsibilities every one of us have to fulfill?
پہلی ذمہ داری یہ ہے کہ ہم میں کا ہر آدمی اللہ کا بندہ ہے تو وہ اللہ کا بندہ بن کر جینے والا کیسے بن جائے اس کو فکر کرنی ہے.
So we have to understand that every one of us is a banda and a slave, a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as a slave, how should I lead my life?
وہ اللہ کا بندہ ہے تو اللہ کا اس پر حق ہے, تو اللہ کا کیا حق ہے اسے سمجھنا ہوگا, اسے پورا کرنا ہوگا.
So I am a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For me to understand, I am a slave of Allah, I belong to Allah, and what are the rights of Allah upon me that I should fulfill?
دوسری بات,
this is the second responsibility.
دوسری بات یہ ہے کہ اس کا رشتہ اپنے نبی سے ہے, تو نبی سے اس کا کیا رشتہ ہے اور اس کے کیا تقاضے ہیں وہ اس کو سمجھنے ہوں گے.
The second responsibility is that I have a connection to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because I have a connection to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, what are my responsibilities? What are the demands of this responsibility? I've got to understand this.
اور تیسرا کیا تقاضا ہے؟
What is the third responsibility and demand?
تیسرے جو تقاضا ہے, جو ذمہ داری ہے, اس کا تعلق اپنے دین سے ہے. ایک اللہ سے, ایک اس کے رسول سے, اور ایک اس کے دین سے, کہ اس کے دین سے اس کا کیا رشتہ ہونا چاہیے اور اس کا کیا تقاضا ہے, یہ سمجھنا ہوگا اور اسے پورا کرنا ہوگا.
So the responsibility is I have a connection to my deen. So the first responsibility, I have a connection to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, I'm a slave of Allah. Second responsibility, I have a connection to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my third responsibility is I have a connection to my deen. What is the right of deen upon me? What are the demands of deen from me?
اور یہ تینوں ایسی بڑی ذمہ داریاں ہیں کہ قبر میں جانے کے ساتھ ان تین ہی کا سوال ہوگا.
And these are such responsibilities concerning which when I go into the grave, into the qabr, I will be questioned about these three responsibilities.
سب سے پہلا قبر میں اللہ کا سوال ہوگا, من ربک.
The first question in the qabr will be about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. من ربک, who is your Rabb, who is your Lord?
اس کا کیا مطلب ہوگا کہ اللہ کے ساتھ جو تمہارا رشتہ تھا اس کو کیسا کر کے آئے, وہ پوچھا جائے گا.
What it means when this will be asked of you in the qabr, that who is your Rabb? What it means that Allah had a connection to you, you had a connection to Allah. How did you fulfill this responsibility that you had with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala?
Dusra jo sawal hoga wo Allah ke Nabi alaihi salam ke mutalliq qabr mein hoga.
The second question will be about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the qabr.
Aur teesra sawal deen ke mamle mein hoga.
And then the third question about your deen.
Kyunki wo teen zimmedariyan thi to iska teen ka jawab puchhenge.
So you have three responsibilities in the worldly life, so obviously in the qabr now you'll be asked about these three responsibilities.
اس لیے اس مبارک محنت کے ذریعے سے یہ بات سمجھائی جا رہی ہے کہ ہر ایمان والا اپنے ان ذمہ داریوں پر کیسے آ جائے.
So therefore we have been explained to right now that how to fulfill these responsibilities.
کہ اس کے کیا نفع ہوں گے؟
And what will be the benefit of this?
اس کے دو نفع ہوں گے.
There are two benefits.
کہ اگر یہ اپنی ذمہ داریوں کو پورا کرنے والا ہوا تو قبر کے جوابات آسان ہو جائیں گے.
The first benefit will be that person who will fulfill these responsibilities, then it will be easy for him to answer into the grave.
Aur dusra nafa kya hoga?
The second benefit
ka dusra nafa ye hoga ki ye zimmedariyon ke pura karne ke baad ye banda Allah ke rehm o karam aur Allah ki madad aur nusrat uske sath shamil hal ho jayegi.
The second benefit of fulfilling these responsibilities is that in this worldly life he will live in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be living with the help and assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this worldly life because he fulfilled his responsibilities.
Jab tak ye jiyega Allah ke rehm o karam ke sath jiyega, aur jab marega to iska marna acha ho jayega.
So well, as long as he will live in this world fulfilling his responsibilities, he will live in the rahmat of Allah, the mercy of Allah, the kindness of Allah, and after he leaves this world also he will enjoy the rahmat and the karam and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
اس لیے یہ جوڑ ہوتے ہیں اللہ کے راستے میں, اسی لیے بھیجا جاتا ہے. یہ اللہ کے راستوں میں بھیجنا کوئی کسی کو اپنے گھر بار چھوڑانا نہیں ہے.
That is why we have these gatherings, for us to understand our responsibility to go in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It's not just for us to leave our homes and to go in the path of Allah. It's for a responsibility.
بلکہ یہ اللہ کے اس بندے پر رحم ہے, اس کو اس ماحول سے تھوڑا سا نکالو اور ایک اچھے پاکیزہ ماحول میں لے جا کر اس کی ذمہ داری والی زندگی پر اس کو ڈالا جائے, اس کی ذمہ داری والی زندگی اس کو سکھائی جائے, اس کی مشق کروائی جاتی ہے.
For this reason we are brought over here and explained to us, and out in the path of Allah, that take him out to that environment of his where he is living and his work and his family, and send him out in the path of Allah where the environment is pure and clean for him to understand his responsibility and enjoy the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for him to understand what is his responsibility.
To samajhne ki cheez mein ye hai ki Allah ka ye haq hai ki Allah ke sath shirk nahi kiya jayega.
So for him to understand that I cannot ascribe any partners to Allah, Allah is all alone, I cannot make any shirk with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala.
Allah shirk ko napasand karte hain, shirk ko maaf nahi karte.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates shirk, ascribing any partners to Allah. Allah dislikes this. Allah will never forgive a person who ascribes any partners to him.
Ek Allah ko manna aur ek Allah ki manna.
One is to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and one is to accept the commands of Allah.
To Allah ki manne mein jo farayz hai wo pure karna.
So to accept the commands of Allah, what are the farais, the compulsory actions upon me, for me to accept it and to make amal upon it.
Aur wo aise pure karna jaise usne bataye hain.
And how to fulfill the commands of Allah as Allah wants it from me.
Aur dusra, Allah ke bandon ke darmiyan hum rehte hain, to Allah ke makhluk ke kya huquq hai, usko ada karte hue jeena.
And we live amongst the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to recognize the rights of people upon me and to fulfill the rights of people upon me.
Usmein sabse badi baat ki har aadmi Allah ka banda banne ki mashq kare.
So a person now practices how to be a true slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the path of Allah.
To kya hum Allah ke bande nahi hain? Allah ke banda, kya hum sab Allah ke bande nahi hain?
Are we not the slaves of Allah?
Sab aadmi ye kehte hain, main to Allah hi ka banda hoon.
Every person says, I am the slave of Allah. We do say it.
Allah Quran mein farmate hain, nahi, tum Allah ke bande bano. Kunu ibad Allah. To kya hum Allah ke bande nahi hain?
Allah Ta'ala says, become my slave. Are we not the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Allah Quran mein farmate hain, bahut sare wo hain jo hamare bande nahi hain.
Allah also says, many of those are not my slaves.
Wo apne man ke bande hain, apne nafs ke bande hain.
Who are they? They are the slaves of their own carnal and self desires. They follow their nafs.
Unhone apna maabood apne man ko bana liya hai. Dil mein jo aata hai wahi karte hain. Allah ne kya kaha wo nahi, dil mein jo aaya wo karte hain.
Ji, they worship those demands of their nafs. They follow whatever the inside tells them. That has become their idol of worship. They worship that. They don't follow the commands of Allah.
Afara'aita man ittakhadha ilahahu hawa. Nabi ji, aapne usko dekha jisne apna maabood apne man ko bana liya hai.
Allah says in Quran Sharif, O Nabi of Allah, haven't you seen those people or that person whom has made his carnal desires, his nafs, has made his nafs his form of worship? He worships his own self, whatever his nafs says, he follows that.
Apni ghami, apni khushi, apni zindagi ke sari cheeze apni ji ke chahat par karta hai.
Ji, whether it be his sadness or it be happiness, it all is dictated by his nafs within him. When to be happy, how to be sad, he follows that.
Dusri cheez, Allah ke Nabi alayhi salam ka haq.
The second thing is the right of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam upon us.
Nabi alayhi salam ka kya haq hai?
What is the haq and the right of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam?
Alama farmate hain, Nabi ke do haq hai.
Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has two rights.
Ka pehla haq ye hai, ke humne apne Nabi ko Nabi mana, to hum sar se lekar paon tak Muhammadi ban jayen, huzur ke ummati ban jayen.
Believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we become like Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam from head to toe, completely. We believe in Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam and we follow him externally, completely.
Ye unke Nabi banne ka haq hai.
This is the haq and the right of believing in Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam.
Dusra kya haq hai?
What is the second right of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam?
Ke humne apne Nabi ko aakhri Nabi mana hai. Ab koi dunia mein Nabi nahi aayega.
That we believe firmly that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is the final Nabi. There is no more prophet or messenger to come after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Agar koi nabuwat ki baat kare to wo jhoota hai.
Whoever speaks about him being a prophet of Allah, a Nabi of Allah, he is false, he is a liar.
To aakhri Nabi hone ka kya taqaza hai?
So what is the demand of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being the final Nabi?
Aakhri Nabi hone ka taqaza ye hai ki hum ab Nabi duniya mein koi nahi aayenge to Nabi ki ummat ki fikr hum aur aap kare.
So we understand that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the final Nabi. There is no more Nabi to come. Therefore the responsibility of the messenger of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, to carry this message now has become our responsibility to carry the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Nabi farmate hain, ye mera bhi kaam hai aur jo mera kalma pade un sab ka kaam hai. Hadhihi sabili adwa ila Allah ala basiratin ana wa man ittabani.
Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that this is my responsibility to pass the deen on, and also those who have read the kalima and believe in me, it is also their responsibility now to take the message ahead.
Isliye tabligh ka kaam koi ye tahreek nahi hai, ye koi khas jamaat ka kaam nahi hai, ye har iman wale ka kaam hai.
This effort of tabligh is not now confined to some movement or some a few people's responsibility. Whoever reads kalima la ilaha illallah, it is his responsibility also to make tabligh.
Ye alag baat hai ke koi nahi kar raha hai.
It's a different thing. Somebody is not doing it.
वो कल कयामत के दिन उसका देख लेगा कि करने का क्या मिला, नहीं करने का क्या नुकसान है.
कयामत डे ही विल सी दैट व्हाट वाज द लॉस ऑफ नॉट डूइंग दिस एफर्ट एंड व्हाट वाज द बेनिफिट ऑफ डूइंग इट. कयामत डे ही विल सी.
जैसे एक आदमी बाप का बेटा है तो उसके जिम्मे बाप की खिदमत है, नहीं कर रहा वो अलग बात है.
लाइक अ पर्सन लाइज द सन ऑफ हिज फादर, इट डजंट फुलफिल द राइट्स ऑफ हिज फादर, दिस इज ओन डूइंग दैट.
और तीसरी बात जो है वो हमारे दीन का हमारा रिश्ता है, उसका क्या तकाजा है.
What is the demand of our connection to our deen?
Ek Allah ka rishta, ek Nabi ka rishta, tisra deen ka rishta.
So first is the connection we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the connection we have with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the third connection, contact we have with the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What is the demand?
Deen ka taqaza ye hai ki hum uski nusrat kare.
The demand of deen is that we help the deen of Allah.
Deen ki nusrat Allah ne Quran mein chahi hai. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kunu ansar Allah. Allah, ay iman walo Allah ke deen ke madadgar bano.
Allah demands in Quran from the believers, ya ayyuhalladhina, O people of iman, become the helpers, ansar Allah, become the helpers of the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala.
Nusrat ka kya matlab?
What does it mean? What does it mean to help the
deen
of Allah?
Ye Arabi lafz hai.
This is an Arabic word, nusrat, to help.
Uska kya matlab hai?
What does it mean to help the deen of Allah?
Uska tarjuma ye hota hai, zameen mein jo paude uge hain usko pani pilana. Paudon ko pani pilao. Siqayatul ard. जमीन को खेती को पानी पिलाना.
The word nusrat in Arabic in linguistics means now that we have crops to water the crops, to irrigate the crops. This is the meaning of nusrat, to help, to irrigate and to give water to the crops.
इतना पानी पिलाओ कि खेती अपने पैरों पर खड़ी हो जाए.
To give so much of water that now the farm and the crops begin to grow on their own.
ऐसे दीन की ऐसे नुसरत करो कि दीन खड़ा हो जाए.
So for us to have the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the extent that the deen also becomes established.
Allah ne ye humse manga hai.
Allah has demanded this from us.
Aur jo iman wala in zimmedariyon ko pura karke jiyega, Allah Quran mein farmate hain usko hum acha jilayenge.
Allah has promised a person who will do this, fulfill the taqaza of deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised Allah will give him a good life.
Aur jo in zimmedariyon ko nahi samjhega, तो अल्लाह कुरान में फरमाते हैं उसका चैन का जीना हम खत्म कर देंगे.
And that person who does not fulfill the responsibility of deen, Allah has promised in Quran Sharif, Allah will remove his peace of mind and peace of heart.
सबकी जिंदगी का चैन और बेचैनी वो आसमान से आती है.
Every person's peace of mind and peace of life, this peace we're talking about, comes from the sky from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
जब कोई आदमी बंदा अल्लाह को राजी करता है तो आसमान पर अल्लाह ऐलान करते हैं, जिब्राइल मैं फलां से मोहब्बत करता हूं, तुम भी मोहब्बत करो. आसमान के फरिश्तों से कहो वो भी मोहब्बत करे, जमीन वालों से कहो वो भी मोहब्बत करे. फिर किताबों में आता है युदाउ लहुमुल कबूल, जमीन पर बसने वाली सारी मखलूक के दिलों में उसकी मोहब्बत भर दी जाती है.
So when it comes to a person now fulfilling his responsibility, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the skies announces to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, oh Jibreel, I love this certain person. He's fulfilling his connection that he has with the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Oh Jibreel, you also love him. This love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreads in the skies. From there, it is mentioned, yudha'u, that it is placed upon the earth. What does it mean? That Allah accepts him. And people on the earth begins to love this person because he fulfilled the responsibility of his life.
And when Allah kisi se naraz hote hain, to uske halat aasman se kharab karte hain. Jibreel Islam se farmate hain, main usse naraz ho gaya. Aasman ke farishte se kaho, woh bhi naraz ho jayen. Aur zameen walon se kaho, woh bhi naraz ho jayen. अब जमीन के सारे नक्शे बने हुए उसके खिलाफ हो जाते हैं.
When a person does not fulfill his responsibility to his deen, then the decision of removing the peace of his life is made in the skies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Jibreel alayhi salat, O Jibreel, this person, I am displeased with him. Now remove his peace. Then the malaika and angels in the skies also become displeased with him and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And then all the conditions in the world go against him. His entire life becomes upside down.
आदमी घर होते हुए बगैर घर का हो जाता है.
पर्सन हैज अ हाउस बट इन रियलिटी डजंट हैव अ हाउस बिकॉज इज नो पीस इन द हाउस.
बीवी होते हुए बगैर बीवी का हो जाता है.
पर्सन हैज अ वाइफ बट इन रियलिटी डजंट हैव अ वाइफ बिकॉज शी इज अगेंस्ट हिम.
बच्चों के होते हुए बगैर बच्चों का हो जाता है.
ही हैज चिल्ड्रन बट हैज नो चिल्ड्रन एट द सेम टाइम.
भाई बहन के होते हुए बगैर भाई बहन का हो जाता है.
ही हैज फैमिली ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स इन रियलिटी ही हैज नो ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स.
क्या हुआ?
व्हाट हैपेंड?
कि आसमानों से उसकी बर्बादी के फैसले हुए हैं.
फ्रॉम द स्काइज वाज द डिसीजन ऑफ हिज डिस्ट्रक्शन.
हमारी आबादी और बर्बादी हमारे हाथ में नहीं है.
If our life to be made or for our life to be destroyed, is that dependent on our decision? This happens from the skies.
Duniya mein hazaron log wo milenge jinhone apni puri abadi ki achhi shaklein banayi aur natije barbadi ke mile.
There are thousands, millions of people in the world that have made all the things around them to make their life comfortable, but in reality their life has been destroyed.
Acha batao, duniya mein jitne logon ki aulade hain unme zyada farmabardar hai ya nafarman hai?
Gee, we can understand that people that have children in the world, most of the children that we have in the world are obedient or disobedient.
Bolo.
Gee, you all can answer.
Gee? Nafarman hai. Achha, ye nafarman jitni aulade hain, unhone koi nafarman banane wale madarse mein inko madarsa bheja tha?
Gee, all these children we find in the world that are disobedient, was there some madrasa or school we send them to for them to learn how to become disobedient?
या स्कूल में ऐसी के जहां नाफरमानी सिखाई जाती है वहां भेजा था?
Oh, there's some special school that they went to understand and to learn how to become disobedient.
अच्छा, दो रकात पढ़ी थी, कह अल्लाह एक खूबसूरत नाफरमान औलाद दे दे.
Oh, any person read two rakat namaz, ask Allah, Allah give me a beautiful disobedient child. Anybody made this dua?
तो क्या हुआ था?
So what happened?
कि जब मां उम्मीद से थी तब से दुआ करवा रहे थे कि उम्मीद से है दुआ करना नेक औलाद आ जाए.
How many a mother, a parent makes dua when she's expecting, Allah, give me a beautiful, pious and a normal, obedient child.
But jab bachcha paida hua, to achche se achcha naam rakha taaki wo achcha bane.
And when the child is born, we give beautiful names so the child becomes beautiful also.
Aur jab wo school madrasa mein gaya, to achche ustad, achche mauli sahab ke paas padhne bheja, achche school mein padhne bheja.
When we send him to school and madrasa also, we choose the best madrasa, the best ustad to teach him also.
Koi maa-baap bhi iske alawa aur koi cheez nahi, sab achche se achchi hi karte hain.
And parents, we know, want to give the children the best of the best.
तो जो अच्छे असबाब इख्तियार किए तो नतीजा ऐसा होना चाहिए कि वो जुनैद बगदादी बन जाना चाहिए.
So the type of means that we have adopted now to make our children, or we are adopting, the outcome of this should be that we have Junaid Baghdadi of the time, obedient children.
फिर ये नाफरमान कहाँ से हो गया?
So how did the child become disobedient?
ये आसमानों से फैसले हुए हैं.
This decision was made in the skies.
हमारे हाथ में हमारे बच्चों की लगाम नहीं है.
The reins upon our children's necks is not in our hands, is the hands of Allah.
अच्छा, दूसरी बात बताओ कि दुनिया में ज्यादा लोग कर्जदार हैं या ज्यादा मालदार हैं?
In the world right now you find the people are more in debt or are they more affluent? जी, what are they? In debt or they're free from debt?
बैलेंस वाले ज्यादा है या कर्जों वाले ज्यादा हैं?
Those that have bigger balances are more, or those that are in debt are more?
जी,
कर्जदार,
कर्ज वाले. अच्छा, वो रोजाना सुबह उठकर दुआ करी की थी, उन्होंने कहा अल्लाह हमें कर्जदार बना दे, ऐसी उन्होंने दुआ की थी?
एनी पर्सन मेक दुआ अल्लाह ताला पुट मी इन डेट?
जी no. अरे बोलो ना no. तो फिर ये कर्जदार कैसे हो गए?
हाउ डिड यू बिकम इंडेटेड टू एनीवन?
अच्छा, ये कारोबार करते करते कर्जदार हो गए या कारोबार को ताला लगाकर कर्जदार हो गए?
जी, हाउ डिड यू बिकम इन डेट? बाय रनिंग द बिजनेस और बाय क्लोजिंग द बिजनेस?
बोलो जी, चालू कारोबार में. तो कारोबार उन्होंने कर्जदार बनने के लिए शुरू किया था या मालदार बनने के लिए?
So started the business now to go into debt to become affluent and rich.
बताओ जी. तो फिर जो दुकान मालदार बनने के लिए बनाई थी उसने कर्जदार कैसे बना दिया?
So he opened the shop to make money, but how was he ended up in debts now? What happened?
अच्छा, एक चलो कर्जदार हो गए. अब रोजाना घर में जितने लोग हैं वो क्या कोशिश करते हैं कि जो कर्जा हुआ है वो कम हो जाए या बढ़ जाए? क्या की कोशिश करते हैं?
एंड ऑल्सो दैट पर्सन इन डेट्स नाउ, एवरी डे एट होम नाउ, व्हाट इज द एफर्ट एट होम टू इंक्रीज द अकाउंट्स और टू डिक्रीज इट, टू गेट हिम आउट ऑफ डेट्स, टू पुट हिम मोर इनटू डेट्स?
बढ़े उसकी कोशिश करते हैं या कम हो उसकी कोशिश करते हैं?
जी, व्हाट एफर्ट दे मेक नाउ टू,
अरे बोलो ना,
टू इंक्रीज द डेट्स और टू डिक्रीज इट?
जी, कम हो जाए उसकी. अच्छा, कोशिश कम होने की करते हैं. अच्छा, ये बताओ रोज बढ़ जाता है या कम हो जाता है?
व्हाट इज द रियलिटी, इज द डेट्स इंक्रीज एवरी डे और डज बिकम लेस?
जी, तो कोशिश कम करने की कर रहे हैं, बढ़ कैसे जाता है?
सो हाउ डज इट हैपन? ही इज मेकिंग एफर्ट नाउ टू ब्रिंग द अकाउंट्स डाउन, बट द अकाउंट्स आर गेटिंग मोर. हाउ इज दैट हैपनिंग?
तो ये आसमानों से फैसले हुए हैं. हमारी तदबीर से होते तो हम कर्जदार ही न होते, फिर भी कर्जदार हो गए. और रोज कोशिश करते हैं फिर भी कर्जा नहीं उतर रहा, क्या हुआ? कई आसमानों से फैसले चलते हैं.
The reality is a decision is made from the skies. If we had in our hand our taqdeer, we all should be rich right now. But it depends on our amal. The decision is made in the sky whether we will be affluent, whether we will go into debts.
کہ یہ فیصلے کیسے ہوتے ہیں.
How does this decision take place in this
کہ جب اعمال آسمانوں پر اچھے جاتے ہیں تو اچھے فیصلے ہوتے ہیں اور اعمال غلط جاتے ہیں تو غلط فیصلے ہوتے ہیں.
So good اعمال, good actions go up to the sky to Allah سبحانہ و تعالی, then good decisions come down. With bad actions go up, then bad decisions come down.
ایمان والا غیر ایمان والوں کی طرح زندگی نہیں گزار سکتا.
Person with iman and person without iman cannot live the same life. Their lives are different.
غیر ایمان والوں کے لیے دنیا جنت ہے, انہیں جو کرنا ہے کرے. ہمارے لیے جنت نہیں ہے, ہماری ساری باتیں نوٹ ہو رہی ہے.
To the non-believer, to the disbeliever, person doesn't have iman. For him, this place, dunya is jannat for him. There's no for him jannat in akhirat. For us, this place is not a place of jannat. For us, it's akhirat.
ہماری یہ امتحان کی جگہ ہے.
This is a place of our test and examination.
اور اللہ فرماتے ہیں جس کے اچھے عمل ہوں گے ان کو اچھا بدلہ ملے گا, اور جس کی غلطیاں ہوگی اس کو اپنی غلطیوں کا بھگتنا پڑے گا. من عمل صالحا فلنفسه ومن اساء فعليها.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that person who do good deeds, he will enjoy the benefits of his good deeds. And the person who does evil actions, and the evil of it will be back upon him.
Abhi in baaton ka yaqeen hamari zindagiyon mein nahi aaya hai.
This conviction hasn't come into our hearts as yet.
Abhi hum duniya walon ki tarah hamara yaqeen banaye, aisa karenge to aisa ho jayega, aisa karenge to aisa ho jayega. Aisa karne se aisa nahi hota. Asman wala jo karega wo hoga.
Right now, our yaqeen has become like the yaqeen of the people out there. They believe now that we will make effort of dunya, our dunya will open up. Whereas it's not like that. We have to come onto deen. Our yaqeen has become like their yaqeen.
Agar yaqeen aa jaye to is mubarak yaqeen wali zindagi par hum apne aap ko dal denge.
If we understand and our yaqeen is correct, then we will make our life according to this effort of yaqeen.
Apne auladon ko bhi is par dalenge.
And we will put our children upon the same line.
Lekin chunki is par yaqeen nahi hai ki aisa hi hoga, isliye humne apne aap ko us par abhi nahi dala hai.
Therefore, we don't have this conviction that we do the correct things, that there be correct outcomes. So we don't believe it, therefore we're not doing it.
Isliye Allah ke raste mein nikala jata hai ki Allah ke raste mein nikal kar is mubarak baaton ka yaqeen zindagiyon mein aaye, ye usooli zindagi ka yaqeen zindagi mein aaye.
That is why we are taken out in the path of Allah, for us to understand what is the correct yaqeen, how to bring our life upon this conviction upon Allah tabarak wa taala.
Aur dusra 4 mahino mein nikal kar is pakiza amal wali zindagi par usko amali taur par dala jata hai, taaki ek taraf uska yaqeen bane aur ek taraf ye pabandi wali zindagi uski bane.
The second reason you go out in the path of Allah is for us to practice how to have this way of life. That this amal come into our life, our yaqeen becomes correct and our amal also become correct.
Taaki jab tak wo jiye, Allah ke rehmo karam ka mustahik ban jaye.
As long as he lives in this world, he will be deserving of the mercy of Allah and the kindness of Allah.
Warna iski zindagi kharab ho jayegi.
Or else his life will be spoiled, destroyed.
Aur raha marna, ye to jeene ki baat hui. Rahe fir marne ki baat. اگر اس کی زندگی اچھی نہیں ہوئی پھر اس کا مرنا بھی خراب ہو جائے گا.
This is about our life only, whether it be made, whether it be spoiled. But when a person leaves the world, what will happen to him then? Then it will be only destruction after he leaves this world.
اور جس کا مرنا برا ہو گیا اس کے بعد مسائل ہی مسائل ہیں.
When a person's ending now will be bad, he leaves this world in a bad state, then now all the stages ahead also will be destruction and be failure.
اچھا کون مرے گا, برا کون مرے گا؟ اچھا مرنا کس کا ہوگا اور برا مرنا کس کا ہوگا؟
جی, who will have a good death and who will have a bad death.
ہر آدمی چاہتا ہے کہ میں اچھا مروں.
Every person desires to have a good death.
تمہارے فرماتے تھے تم جیسے جیو گے ایسے مرو گے.
جی, we are meant to understand as you live your life, this is how you will die.
کما تحیون تموتون, جیسے جیو گے ایسے مرو گے.
As you live your life, accordingly you will leave this world also.
وَكَمَا تَمُوتُونَ تُبْعَثُونَ, جیسے مرو گے ایسے اللہ اٹھائے گا تمہیں دوبارہ.
And how you will pass away, on the day of Qiyamah you will be raised in the same condition.
ایسا نہیں ہوگا کہ کوئی غلط جی لے اور اچھا مر جائے, ایسا نہیں ہوگا.
Is it possible a person has a bad life, he led an incorrect life and he has a good death? It doesn't happen like that.
Aur inshallah aisa bhi nahi hoga ki acha jiye aur bura mar jaye.
It won't be also that a person has a good life and he will die a bad death. It won't happen like that.
Isliye amal wali zindagi agar ji gayi to duniya mein barkat hogi aur marna acha ho jayega.
So the person who will live a good life according to the dictates of Allah tabarak wa taala, his life will be good and his death also will be good.
اسلئے اللہ کے راستے میں جا کر ان مبارک زندگیوں کو سیکھنا ہے.
You go in the path of Allah to learn this blessed way of life.
اور واپس آنے کے بعد اللہ کے راستے سے,
and after we return from the path of Allah tabarak,
اپنے آپ کو ایسے ماحول میں رکھنا ہے جس کے اندر یہ جذبات, یہ سوچ, یہ فکر باقی رہے.
So when we return now, we live in such an environment where our iman and our feelings remain also firm on the deen of Allah tabarak wa taala.
کیوں؟
Why?
कि साल के 365 दिन है, अगर हम चिल्ला जाएंगे तो 40 दिन गए, 320 दिन तो अपने घर पर रहेंगे.
जी, वी हैव द होल ईयर, वी गो 40 डेज इन द पाथ ऑफ अल्लाह तबाराक, 40 डेज नाउ वी लर्न हाउ टू लिव अवर एंटायर ईयर अहेड ऑफ अस.
अगर कोई आदमी 4 महीने जाएगा तो 4 महीने वहां रहेगा, तो 8 महीने घर पर रहना है.
Person goes for 4 months in the path of Allah, he returns 8 months is at home now.
अगर उसकी वहां ये अच्छी जमात में फिक्र बनी, अब घर पर आने के बाद अगर वो अपने आप को ऐसे माहौल में नहीं रखेगा तो फिर वहां जो माहौल होगा वो माहौल से असर लेकर ऐसा ही हो जाएगा जो मकाम पर माहौल होगा.
So although he goes in the path of Allah, but after he returns, he spends more time at home. Does not connect now to a correct and a good environment, then the environment around him will affect him. And then now he will live according to the environment, he will lose what he learned in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala.
Aadmi par mahol asar karta hai.
That's why a person takes effect from the environment around him.
Aur sab par asar karta hai.
And environment affects everyone.
Abhi thandi ka mahol aaya hai, to kya wo thandi sabko nahi lagti?
Now it's cold, don't you all feel cold?
वो ठंडी ऐसा कहती है कि हमारे मोहल्ले के सेठ साहब हैं उनको नहीं लगूंगी, जरा निकल जाऊं टन लेकर, ऐसा कहती है.
इज इट पॉसिबल नाउ व्हेन द कोल्ड कम्स, द कोल्ड सेज आई वोंट इफेक्ट नाउ द वेरी रिच पर्सन, ही स्टिल फील वार्म, ही आल्सो फील्स कोल्ड.
हमारे मोहल्ले में मौली साहब हैं, हाजी साहब हैं, काजी साहब हैं, अमीर साहब हैं, वो ठंडी कहेगी कि नहीं ये तो बड़े बुजुर्ग लोग हैं इसलिए टन लेकर निकल जाऊं, इनको नहीं लगनी है, ऐसा कहती है वो.
इज इट पॉसिबल दैट द कोल्ड व्हेन इट कम्स द कोल्ड विल से नाउ दिस लोकेलिटी देयर इज अ मौली साहब, देयर इज अ काजी साहब, देयर इज अ वेरी पायस पर्सन, सो नाउ वी विल जस्ट गो अराउंड these pious people, we won't make them feel cold. Is that possible? Sir, possible.
मोहल्ले में मस्जिद है तो वो ऐसा कहेगी कि भाई यहाँ नमाजी बहुत आते हैं इसलिए बेचारों को तकलीफ नहीं देना, जरा टन लेकर निकल जाऊं, मस्जिद में नहीं घुसना है. ठंडी ऐसा कहती है ना.
There's a cold ever saying now that there's a masjid over here, many musallis come to the masjid, so now when the cold comes, the cold says we'll go around the masjid, won't affect the people of the masjid. Doesn't happen like that.
का ठंडी कोई चीज को नहीं समझती, सबको लगती है और सब जगह दाखिल हो जाएगी.
जी, the cold is such now that it affects everyone and it goes everywhere.
ऐसे माहौल जो उमूमी माहौल होगा वो सबको लगेगा.
The same is now the general environment out there affects everyone.
माहौल की मिसाल मौसम की तरह है.
The माहौल environment is like the weather and the seasons.
देखो हमारे बच्चों के बाल की कटिंग बदल गई है, बहुत सौ के लिबास बदल गए हैं.
We find many of our children and ourselves now, our hairstyles have changed and our clothing has changed also.
हम पूछें ये कहाँ से आया, ये स्टाइल कहाँ से आई.
Ask ourselves now, where did the style come from?
तो हम ये कहेंगे वो है ना यहूद और नसारा, उन्होंने का चलाया, हम ऐसा कहते हैं.
So we say this came from the Christians and the Jews, they started the style.
तो मैं आपसे पूछूं कि क्या कोई यहूदी हमारे दरवाजे पर आकर दरवाजा ठीक खिटखिटाया, भाई साहब कैसे हो, ठीक हो, हम आपके लिए स्टाइल लेकर आए हैं, जरा बाल ऐसे बना लो, कपड़े ऐसे लेकर आए, ऐसा बना लो, आज तक हमारे दरवाजे पर कोई आया है?
So, Maulana asked, has any Christian or Jew knocked on our door and say, the brother, we've come with the style haircut and the style clothing, that now you must adopt this. Has anybody come to our door and knocked on our door as yet?
तो हमारे वहां तो कोई नहीं आया और हम कहते हैं वहां से आया.
Nobody came to us, but we are saying the style came from them. But nobody came to us to tell us must do it.
तो बात यह है कि उसका माहौल उन्होंने समंदर पार बनाया, लेकिन उसका असर हमें समंदर पार हो गया.
जी, the style and the fashion now they did overseas, foreign, but from there we imported, we brought it to our country also.
Okay, माहौल का असर है कि इतने दूर उनके वो माहौल बना, हमारे बच्चे यहाँ है उस पर असर हो गया, औरतों के लिबास बदल गए, मर्दों के लिबास बदल गए, कि माहौल का असर हुआ.
That's why the environment has an effect. That environment they made now in their countries, in overseas countries, was such a strong environment that it affected our shores also. And our clothing has changed, our women folk and our children, their hairstyle and their clothing has changed because the mahol is so strong, environment was so strong there, it came to and hit our shores also.
Usi ko mobile mein dekha, usi ko television mein, usi ko akhbar mein dekha, to fir aise hi hone lage.
So we began to look at the style of this now in the cell phone and on the internet etc. And this has affected our lives also.
Ka mahol ka asar hota hai.
This is the effect of the environment around us.
Isliye humko acche mahol mein rehne ka hukm hai, acche mahol mein raho.
That's why we are commanded to stay in a good environment.
Ghar banane ke mauka hai to farmaya ke ghar banane se pehle padosi dekho ke padosi kaisa hai. Utlubil jar qabl ad-dar, ghar se pehle ghar ka padosi dekho. Kyun? Ke tumhara padosi tum par asar karega.
So we are commanded also that before you buy a house, see who the neighbors are. The effect of the neighbor shouldn't come into my house. The environment is so important, the environment we live in.
Humko hukam hai, acche dost banao, tumhare dost ka asar tum log hai.
Have good friends or your friends will affect you also.
Al mar'u ala deen khalilihi, aadmi apne dost ke deen par hota hai.
that a person who follow the deen and the religion of his friends, so make sure your friends are good.
فَلْيَنْدُرْ بِمَنْ يَتَخَلَّلْ خُوب غور کرے کہ دوست کس کو بنایا ہے وہ ایسا ہی بن جائے گا.
So make sure you choose good friends because your friends will affect what you believe in and what your environment is.
ماحول آدمی پر اثر کرتا ہے.
So the environment has an effect upon us.
ارے بہتو اس سے بڑی کیا مثال ہوگی کہ اللہ پاک نے بیت اللہ کو ہدایت کا مرکز بنایا.
What can be a better example? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Baytullah, the Kaaba Sharif, a place of hidayat.
وہاں اللہ کی رحمت اترتی ہے اور وہ ہدایت کا مرکز ہے.
There is the headquarters of hidayat. Allah's rahmat comes upon the Kaabatullah, the Baytullah.
ہمارے نبی علیہ السلام کے آنے سے پہلے اس کے اطراف کا ماحول خراب ہو گیا کہ لوگ بت پرستی میں داخل ہو گئے.
Before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, around the Kaaba Sharif, there were idols there. People were worshipping idols in the Kaaba Sharif.
تو اس بت پرستی نے اتنا اثر کیا کہ بیت اللہ بھی اس کے اثر سے بچ نہیں سکا. بیت اللہ میں بھی بت گھس گئے.
So around the Kaaba Sharif, they were worshipping idols. Such an effect of idols that now the idols came into the Kaaba Sharif also. And they began to worship idols in the Haram and in the Kaaba Sharif.
کتنے بت گھس گئے تھے؟ کتنے بت گھسے تھے پوچھو
جی. How many idols were there in the Haram, in the Kaaba Sharif?
360 بت بیت اللہ میں گھس گئے, وہ بھی نہیں بچ سکا.
360 idols in the Kaaba Sharif only.
جب ہدایت کا مرکز اپنے اطراف کے ماحول سے نہیں بچ سکتا تو میرا اور آپ کا گھر کیسے بچ جائے گا؟
When the markaz and headquarters of hidayat, the Kaabatullah, could not be saved from the evil environment around it, how can we be saved from the evil environment around us?
ہماری مسجدیں کیسے بچ جائے گی؟
How will our masjid be safe also?
ہم دیکھیں ہماری مسجد میں بھی ہمارا جوان ایسے ہی بیٹھتا ہے جیسے بازار میں بیٹھا ہے.
We see in our masjid also the environment that the youngsters are sitting. The youngsters are sitting in the masjid like how they sit in the bazaar, in the marketplaces.
اسی لیے سب سے پہلے ایمان والے کی حفاظت کے لیے اللہ کے نبی علیہ السلام نے جو چیز بنائی وہ ماحول بنایا.
The first command and the first practice and amal of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam was to make a good environment.
کہاں کا ماحول بنایا؟
What kind of environment they made?
کہ جہاں مسلمان رہتا ہے وہاں کا ماحول بنایا.
Where the Muslims are staying, make the environment over there.
کہ سب سے پہلے جب مدینہ میں گئے تو مدینہ منورہ کا ایسا ماحول بنایا, ایسا زوردار کہ منافق بھی نماز پڑھتا تھا.
مدینہ منورہ میں صحابہ اکرام came, they made such a strong environment of iman that even the hypocrite read salah with jamaat in the masjid.
اور جب ماحول نہیں ہوتا تو مسلمان کا بچہ مسجد کی سیڑھی پر بیٹھ کر شراب پیتا ہے.
And they say when there is no environment of deen around, then even the Muslim child will sit outside the masjid and do haram activities.
کہ کیا ہوا کہ ماحول نہیں ہے.
Why? Because there is no environment.
گھروں کا ماحول بنایا.
We made the environment of the home.
حضور کے زمانے میں عورتوں کو گھروں میں بھیجتے تھے تو وہاں سے ان کو دین ملتا تھا.
They in the homes also, the mustawarat of the sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum, their wives also were getting deen in the homes.
سب سے بری جگہ جو دنیا میں ہے وہ بازار ہے. انہوں نے بازار کا ماحول بنا دیا.
The worst place in the world are the bazaar and marketplaces, the malls. They have made the environment in the malls right now.
حضرت علی فرماتے ہیں کہ ہمارے بازار ہماری مسجدوں کی طرح ہو گئے. سوق المسلمین کمصلاہم.
So Ali would say that our bazaar, our marketplaces has become like the masajid right now.
تو یہ ماحول اللہ کے نبی علیہ السلام نے ایمان والوں کی حفاظت کے لیے بنایا تھا.
This environment is made for our protection of our iman.
قیدی پکڑا جاتا تھا, دو دن مسجد میں ستون سے باندھ دیں, مسجد کے ماحول اس پر اتنا اثر کرتا تھا کہ تیسرے دن وہ ایمان میں داخل ہو جاتا تھا.
اسی طرح پرسن ان نان مسلم واز ٹیکن ایز اے پرزنر اینڈ لاکڈ اپ ان دی مسجد فار 2-3 ڈیز. جسٹ لوکنگ ایٹ دی انوائرمنٹ ان دی مسجد ہز ہارٹ چینج اینڈ بیکیم اے مسلم جسٹ بیکاز اف دی انوائرمنٹ ان دی مسجد.
ہمارے محلوں میں لچا لفنگا شرابی کبابی آدمی چلے میں آتا ہے, چار مہینے میں آتا ہے, ایک نماز نہیں پڑھتا, لیکن جماعت میں آنے کے بعد اس کو ماحول ملتا ہے, وہ تہجد گزار پڑھتا ہے, وہاں تہجد پڑھتا ہے وہ.
If I nowadays a person involved in sin and gunas, in alcohol, in drugs, etc., he goes a few days in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and he spends his time in that beautiful mahal environment, a person who never had one namaz, he returns home now performing tahajjud namaz.
کیا ہوا؟
What happened to him?
جماعت میں ماحول ملا.
Because of his environment in the path of Allah.
وہی لڑکا تھوڑے واپس آنے کے بعد تھوڑے دن گھر میں نماز پڑھتا ہے, پھر فرض بھی چھوڑ دیتا ہے.
Then a person few days leaves namaz at home, then he leaves the farais also.
تو اس کے ابا کہتے ہیں کہ مجھے کیا فائدہ ہوا, بچہ نماز بھی اب تو نہیں پڑھتا, چار مہینے بھیجا تھا.
He says, what, even my children are not performing namaz.
تو اس کے ابا سے کہنا ہے کہ وہ تو وہاں بزرگ بن کر آیا تھا تہجد گزار, ہمارے گھر کی بے دینی نے پھر اس کو بے دین بنا دیا, محلے کی بے دینی نے اس کو بے دین بنا دیا.
A person in the path of Allah, he'll do it. But he comes home, doesn't make an effort in the mahol environment at home, then he will lose that effect that he had in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This deen, having no deen in the house because there's no environment in the house.
Iske liye hamare buzurgon ne hame rehbari farmayi ki ye is mubarak zindagi ka yaqeen lane ke liye Allah ke raston mein jana aur aane ke baad iman wale ko aisa mahol mile iske liye wo apne maqam par panch amal ko zinda kare. Ye panch amal wo hai ki agar usko zinda kiye jayenge to uske teen bade bade nafe honge.
It is why Allah has mentioned, we go in the path of Allah, learn the a'mal, and then come back home and continue the effort, and we learn how to establish the five a'mal in our life to keep this environment.
What will
be the benefit of these five a'mal?
The first benefit will be that this man will be محفوظ from his own self. He will be protected from the world's jarasim, se Allah will protect him.
That a person now, the benefit of the five a'mal is a person who remain protected from the environment around him, the viruses around. The viruses around of disobedience will not affect him. Allah will keep him in his protection.
Dusra kya nafa hoga?
What is the second benefit?
Ke uska mahol banega. Un amal se mahol banega.
Through this amal, an environment will be established.
Tisra kya nafa hoga?
The third benefit.
Ke wo aur iman walon ke iman ki aur deen ki hifazat karne ka zariya banega. Aur iman walon ko deen par jamne aur jamane ka zariya banega.
He will become a means now for other people to come into deen, for the iman to be protected. His iman is protected, he made an environment, others around him also, the iman will become protected.
Ye panch amal ka jo humse mudakara ho raha hai, hamara Maulana Ubaidullah sir rahmatullah alayh farmate the unke raiband ke bayan mein hai, ki tum aisa samajhte ho ki humne aapko aisi koi baat bata di, ye jo baatein aapko batayi hai uske liye mano aansu bahaye aur Allah se isko kabul karwaya hai.
These five amal that we are telling you about, our ulama say that these amal will just take it out, didn't hear from anywhere. This is after crying and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have come with these five amal for your own protection.
उसमें सबसे पहला अमल कौन सा है?
What is the first amal for protection?
हमारे बुजुर्ग फरमाते हैं, हर ईमान वाला अपने आप को अपनी मस्जिद की जमात में मशवरे में रोजाना बिठाए.
That every person should sit in his masjid every morning in the mashwara.
क्यों?
Why?
कि आदमी की अपनी फिक्र की हिफाजत जरूरी है.
It's very very important for a person to protect his fikr and his thoughts.
क्यों जरूरी है?
Why?
कि इसलिए जरूरी है कि आदमी को उसकी फिक्र चलाती है.
Because a person, he is governed by his thoughts. Whatever his thoughts are, this governs his life.
आदमी की जो फिक्र होगी वो काम वो करेगा.
Whatever concern and whatever thoughts he has, accordingly now he will run his life.
आदमी की फिक्र उसके अमल की इमाम होती है.
So the person's, his fikr and his thoughts are the imam of his amal.
देखो आप हजरत को इस्तिमा का इल्म हुआ, आपने फिक्र किया नहीं कि आप आ गए. एक बहुत बड़ा मजमा वो है जिन्हें पता था इस्तिमा है, लेकिन फिक्र नहीं हुई, वो नहीं आए. क्योंकि फिक्र में नहीं आया, मालूमात में है, फिक्र में नहीं है, तो वो नहीं आए. आपके मालूमात में भी आया, फिक्र में आया, तो आप यहां आ गए.
Subhanallah, said that we all came to know about the ishtima. So the fikr and concern came in the mind, I have to come. So the fikr is the imam. So the fikr put the limbs into movement and brought us here to the ishtima. Many people out there know about the ishtima, but there is no fikr. Therefore they haven't come. So the fikr is the main thing. What concern, what thoughts we have, what search we have, that will now push us ahead.
इसलिए सबसे पहले हमें रोजाना 24 घंटे पता नहीं हम कहां कहां की बातें सुनते हैं, तो जो बातें सुनेंगे वही चीजों दिल दिमाग पर गालिब आ जाती है. हमारे बुजुर्ग फरमाते हैं, रोजाना अपने आप को दीन की फिक्र के लिए रोजाना अपनी मस्जिद में थोड़ी देर तो बिठाए.
In 24 hours we hear so many things affect our minds, affect our thought pattern. That's why our Kabir said that we have to sit in the masjid for some amount of time in the mashwara and think about deen.
Ke mashwara mein baithne se ek to uski fikr deeni banegi aur dusra mashwara mein ye socha jata hai ki ye mubarak deen hamare andar aur puri duniya mein kaise zinda ho jaye, uski mehnat aur fikr ki baat aati hai to usse aadmi ki fikra deeni aur islami aur Allah ke deen ki nusrat wali banti hai.
Person sits in the mashwara in the morning in his masjid, now he's thinking about deen. Well, this thoughts become stronger in his mind. That begins to think now, usually he's thinking about dunya, now he's thinking deen and the demands of deen, how deen can to come into my life, how deen can come into the entire humanity till qiyamah. Now, during the day, these thoughts are going through his mind, his fikr is changing.
इसलिए रोजाना अपने आप को मशवरे में बिठाना है.
So we have to sit every day in the mashwara.
और ये सोचना है कि ये मुबारक दिन मेरे अंदर और पूरी दुनिया के इंसानों में कैसे आ जाए.
How deen can come into my life and every person in the world, how deen can come into his life.
ये हमारे मशवरे में इसलिए सोचना है कि हम आलमी नबी के आलमी उम्मती है.
This has come in the mashwara because we are the ummat of that nabi that has come for the entire humanity.
اس لیے سب نیت کرو کہ انشاءاللہ ہم اپنے فکر کو خراب نہیں ہونے دیں گے, روزانہ مشورے میں بیٹھیں گے.
Therefore, we all make a decision that I will not allow my fikr to be spoiled. I will sit every day in the mashwara to make my fikr correct.
بیٹھو گے انشاءاللہ.
Shall I will sit
کون کون بیٹھے گا؟
You will sit انشاءاللہ.
دوسرا کام کیا کرو گے؟
The second amal, the second action we have to do.
اللہ کے نبی علیہ السلام نے حکم دیا, اللہ نے اپنے نبی کو, قو انفسکم, اپنے آپ کو کی حفاظت کرو, وَأَهْلِيكُمْ, دوسرا حکم یہ دیا جو فکر تم اپنے لیے کر رہے ہو اپنے گھر والوں کے لیے بھی کرو. تو ہم بھی اپنے گھر والوں کی دوسرے نمبر پر فکر کریں گے.
نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام اس کو قرآن شریف, قو انفسکم, نبی اب اللہ, سیو یور سیلف اینڈ ٹوگیدر ود دیئر سیو یور فیملی فرام دی فائر آف جہنم. ہاؤ ٹو میک فکر فار اور فیملیز,
ہمیں کیوں ان کی فکر کرنی ہے؟
وائی ٹو میک فکر, وائی ٹو وری اباؤٹ اور فیملیز؟
ان کی فکر اس لیے کرنی ہے کہ اللہ نے قرآن میں فرمایا کہ تم اپنے گھر والوں کی فکر کرو, اور ایک جگہ فرمایا کہ ہر بڑوں سے ان کے ماتحت کا سوال ہوگا, وہ ہماری ماتحتی میں ہیں, ان کا سوال کل قیامت کے دن ہم سے ہوگا.
Because we have made to understand that every responsible person will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah for those that are under him, for those that he is responsible for, his family, he has responsibility. Therefore, he will be questioned about them, therefore he has to make fikr and concern about them.
ان کی کیا فکر کرنی ہے؟
What فکر to make for them?
ان کی فکر یہ کرنی ہے کہ وہ جس حال میں ہیں اس حال میں اللہ کے حکم کو پورا کرتے ہوئے, اللہ کو راضی کرتے ہوئے وہ جینے والے بنے.
To have this concern about our families, whatever condition they're living in, to live in such a way fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
دیکھو حافظ بننا سب کے اوپر فرض نہیں, وہ فرض کفایہ ہے.
To become a hafiz of Quran is a farz upon everyone. It's farz kifaya. If you become hafiz, responsibility is fulfilled.
Mauli sahab banna sab par farz ain nahi hai, wo bhi farz kifaya hai.
To become an alim of deen also is a farz upon everyone. Few people do it, alhamdulillah.
Lekin deendar banna sab par farz hai.
But to become biased, to become conscious of deen, this is farz upon every single person.
Ki har aadmi apne apne line mein Allah ko razi kare, wo kisi tarah se bhi Allah se Allah ko naraz na kare.
That a person whatever line of life he is now to fulfill the command of Allah, to ensure that whatever line of life I am right now, my Allah becomes happy, I do not displease my Allah.
Iski shuruaat hame sabse pehle fikr apne ghar walon ki karni padegi.
So I have to be concerned about my family also.
Agar nahi ki to kya hoga?
I don't worry about my family, what will happen?
حضرت شیخ نے فضائل کی کتاب میں لکھا ہے کہ ہر آدمی کی اولاد یا تو اس کے لیے جنت ہے یا جہنم ہے.
The Shaykh has mentioned that every person, his family, his children, is either his jannat or his family is his jahannam.
اور فرمایا الا کلکم راین و کلکم مسئولن عن رعیته, کہ تم میں کہ ہر آدمی ذمہ دار ہے, اس سے اپنے ماتحتوں کا سوال ہوگا.
نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام said, listen carefully, every one of you is a shepherd, you are responsible for your flock, you have a family, you are responsible for your family. Qiyamah day Allah will ask you about your family.
تو گھر والوں کی فکر کیسے کریں گے؟
How to worry about our family people?
گھر میں جا کر بٹن دبا دیں گے تو سب دیندار بن جائیں گے.
So do I go home now, there's a button there, I press the button, they all become pious?
ہو جائیں گے نا.
It'll happen?
تو پھر کیسے کریں گے؟
So how will I do it?
کہ گھر والوں کی جو فکر بنے گی وہ گھر والی سے بنے گی.
How will the environment change? How deen will come in the home through the wife in the house? She will bring deen in the house.
Usko kehte hain ghar wali, wo ghar ki wali hoti hai, wahan usi ka chalta hai, hamara nahi chalta hai.
That's why in Urdu you say she's ghar wali, she's in charge of the house. Whatever she says in the house, that will happen, not what you say.
Aapko bura lag gaya na?
Ji, you feeling bad about it?
Usi ki chalti hai.
So whatever she says happens.
Acha batao, ہمارے گھر میں لڑکا لڑکی ہے, لڑکے کا رشتہ آیا, وہ چاہتی ہے کہ یہ رشتہ طے کر دینا ہے, ہم چاہتے ہیں کہ نہیں کرنا, تو رشتہ ہوتا ہے یا نہیں ہوتا؟ پوچھو.
This proposal comes now for our daughter in the house, but we are not happy with it, but she wants it, she is happy with the proposal, that now whose decision will be final, who will make the decision, yours or the wife's?
بولو ہوتا ہے یا نہیں ہوتا؟ ہوتا ہے. کس کی چلی
جی؟ whose decision was final?
اچھا ہمارے گھر میں رشتہ آیا, ہم چاہتے ہیں ہو جائے, وہ چاہتی ہے نہ ہو, تو ہو جائے گا وہ؟ پوچھو نا بھائی.
جی سر, the proposal comes now, that whose decision will be final, what we want, what she wants.
تو بہت کم ہوں گے کہ جو اس کے علاوہ ہو, ورنہ تو اسی کے گھر میں چلتی ہے.
جی جی, have a few now where the man's word will go, but more than often is the woman.
ہمارے حضرت جی مولانا انعام الحسن صاحب رحمتہ اللہ علیہ فرماتے تھے کہ ایک مرد کا بننا ایک مرد کا بننا, اور ایک عورت کا دیندار بن جانا ایک نسل اور ایک خاندان کا بن جانا ہے.
حضرت جی وہ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, that one man becomes pious, he became pious. But a woman becomes pious, the entire family, entire generations will become pious.
اور فرماتے تھے مرد کا دین دروازے کی چوکھٹ تک, اور عورت دیندار بن گئی تو وہ دین گھر کے اندر تک.
The man's dindari and piety, he bring deen to the front door of the house. Just wait, it will stop. But the woman now, she'll take it into the house.
तो औरत के बनने से घर बन जाता है.
Woman becomes pious, the entire house will become pious.
बच्चे माँ की बोली बोलते हैं, बाप की नहीं बोलते.
जी, the children they speak now what the mother tells them, not what the father tells them.
आप किसी को पूछते हो कि तुम्हारी ज़बान कौन सी है, तो क्या पूछते हो?
When you ask somebody now what is your language, how do you ask him?
कि तुम्हारी फादर टंग कौन सी है, ऐसा पूछते हो?
Do you ask him what's your father language?
क्या पूछते हो?
What do you ask?
अरे बोलो ना. तो क्यों मदर टंग क्यों पूछते हो? बाप की ज़बान कोई अलग है.
So why do you ask mother tongue? Is your father's tongue different?
उर्दू में पूछते हैं कि तुम्हारी, फारसी में मादरी ज़बान. गुजराती वाले यहाँ बैठे हैं, यूँ पूछते हैं तुम्हारी मातृभाषा. कोई ऐसा पूछता है तुम्हारी पितृभाषा?
बोलो जी. Different languages also they will ask you in that language too, whether you be Farsi, Persian or being Gujarati, what is your mother language? Nobody asks in any language in the world what is your father language.
अरबी में पूछते हैं लोगतुल उम. कोई ये नहीं पूछता लोगतुल अब.
जी, अरबी को सिलासी लुगतुल उम, व्हाट इज योर मदर लैंग्वेज?
क्यों?
योर फादर लैंग्वेज? व्हाई?
कि बच्चे माँ के असर लेते हैं.
बिकॉज द चिल्ड्रन टेक इफेक्ट फ्रॉम द मदर.
एक हमारे बुजुर्ग बात कह रहे थे कि बच्चों का सबसे पहला मदरसा माँ की गोद है.
Pious person says that the first madrasa of the child is the mother's lap.
एक साहब बैठे थे, गलत कह रहे हैं ये.
So somebody said no, this is wrong.
तो फिर सही क्या है?
What is correct thing?
माँ का पहला मदरसा माँ का पेट है. बच्चे का पहला मदरसा.
The first madrasa of the child is the womb of the mother.
वो कैसे?
How is it possible?
कि ये पेट माँ का पेट बच्चे के लिए बनने की जगह है.
Because the womb of the mother is a place where the child is formed.
ये डाई है, डाई.
This is the
डाई, सांचा.
This is the model.
फर्मा.
Is the model.
ये जैसा होगा ऐसा बच्चा बनेगा. अगर ये हया वाला है, ये तकवे वाला है, ये अल्लाह के डर वाला है, ये अल्लाह के खौफ वाला है, उसमें जो बच्चा बनेगा कैसा बनेगा?
So the womb of the mother is a mold for the child. This mold, in this mold of the child, of the mother's womb, if there's taqwa in there, there's piety in there, the mother has modesty in her, it's within her. This is how the child will be molded and come out into the world also.
अगर ये पेट खराब हो गया, बेहयाई, बेशर्मी, गंदा देख रही है ये माँ जिसके पेट में बच्चा है, कान से गंदा सुन रही है, जबान से गंदा बोल रही है, और उसके पेट में बच्चा बन रहा है, और अब्बा दुआ करते हैं, मौलवी साहब हमारी बीवी उम्मीद से है, दुआ करना अच्छा बेटा हो जाए, और उसकी उस औरत आंखों से गंदा देख रही है, गंदा सुन रही है, वो बच्चा कैसा होगा?
So this mold of the mother's womb is such now, she's looking at haram things also, she's speaking haram, she's listening to haram things, these are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this inside has become kharab and spoiled. A person can make dua that Allah ta'ala gives me a pious child, but right now what's being imported into the womb of the mother is not piety. But the child will come out, what's within the mother is how the child will be born into this world.
Hamare guzar farma rahe the, aurat marad se zyada nek honi chahiye.
That's why our ulama say that the woman has to be more pious than the husband.
तो ये औरत में नेकी कहाँ से आएगी?
Where will this piety come to this woman?
वो मर्द की फिक्रों से आएगी.
This will come to the concern of the man.
मर्द अपने फिक्रों में अपनी औरत को शरीक करे.
So when he has concern for deen, now he makes a partner in this fikr and this concern of his.
हम अपने सारी बातों में अपनी औरत से शेयर करते हैं.
Everything we share with our wives.
लेकिन अपने दीन की बातों में हम उसको कोई शेयर नहीं करते, उसको अपने फिक्रों में शरीक नहीं करते हैं.
When it comes to a fikr of deen, this is where we don't share with them. We keep it to ourselves.
इसलिए सबसे पहली बात कि हमें अपने दीन की फिक्र में उसको शरीक करना है.
Therefore we make a partner in our deeni fikr also.
अल्लाह के नबी अलैहिस्सलाम ने अपने फिक्रों में अपने अज़वाजे मुतहरात को शरीक कर लिया.
नबी अली सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम इन हिज दीन फिकर ही also made the azwaj mutahharat a partner in this, his wives, blessed wives.
Sahaba farmate hain aadha deen humko ammi jaan hazrat aisha se mila.
Sahaba ikram se half of deen we learnt from aisha radhiyallahu ta'ala anha.
Sabse zyada maal hazrat khadija ka istemal hua ke wo sabse zyada muawin bani hamare nabi ko.
And the most amount of wealth that was spent upon the deen of allah was the wealth of khadija radhiyallahu ta'ala anha.
Sone ki eenten chandi ki eenten lekar nikah mein aayi thi, sab maal allah ke nabi par laga, wo madadgar bani hai.
Loads of gold and silver she spent in the path of Allah upon the deen of Allah tabarak wa taala.
Usko apne fikron mein kaise sharik karenge?
How to make them a partner in our fikr?
Rozana uske sath ladenge.
So we must fight with them every day.
Barabar hai?
To fight with them?
Wo ladne ka rishta nahi hai.
No, is it to fight with them?
Wo ladne ka rishta nahi, hamari nasl usse chalti hai, wo sambhalne ka rishta hai.
Ji, our connection with the wives is to fight with them.
Ladkar to koi fikr mein sharik hota hai?
Anybody have a partner in fighting?
लड़ने से तो नफरत होती है.
By fighting now this hatred and the
ball. अल्लाह के नबी अलैहि सलाम उनको अपनी बातों से, अपने अमल से, अपने फिक्रों में शरीक करते थे.
नबी अली सलातो सलाम would make the zawj mutahharat his best wives a
partner. उनसे मस्ती करते थे.
ان سے مذاق کرتے تھے.
ایک
مرتبہ قافلہ آ رہا تھا تو امی جان سے کہا, عائشہ رضی اللہ عنہا سے فرمایا, میرے ساتھ دوڑ لگاؤ گی؟ کجی لگائیں گے. صحابہ سے کہا چلو سب آگے چلے جاؤ. اب امی جان اور اللہ کے نبی نے دوڑ لگائی تو اللہ کے نبی بھری تھے پیچھے رہ گئے, امی جان آگے نکل گئی.
Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was out in the qafla and the travels with Hazrat Aisha radhiya anha, and they also now he challenged, let's have a race. Let's have a race now. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam raced with Aisha radhiya Allah ta'ala anha.
Ek martaba phir farmaya ke daud lagaogi?
Then the second time also he asked, would you race with me?
Kaji ba ha lagaungi.
He said, ji I'll race.
To phir daud lagayi. Hazrat Aisha bhari thi, hamare nabi aage nikal gaye. Farmaya ke uska badla ho gaya.
So the first time Hazrat Aisha beat Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the second time he beat her because she became a bit now heavyweight. So Nabi said, told her, see, I beat you this time.
Unka naam tha Aisha.
And he was Aisha.
Pyar se farmate the, ya Humaira. Aisa bolte the, pyar se.
Nabi said, salam, would love had a pet name for her. You call her, ya Humaira. Oh, the red one with red cheeks.
اور ایسے گھل مل جاتے تھے گھر میں. امی جان فرماتی ہے کہ ہم سے ایسے گھل مل جاتے تھے کہ ہم کو ایسا لگتا تھا کہ ہمیں کبھی چھوڑ کر جائیں گے ہی نہیں.
نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام should be so loving within the home as if he would never leave us.
اور جب اذان ہوتی تھی تو ایسے چلے جاتے تھے کہ گویا ہم کو پہچانتے ہی نہیں.
When اذان used to go, نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام face used to become such that he never knew us.
سب سے پہلا اللہ نے دنیا میں یہی رشتہ بنایا, میاں بیوی کا, آدم اور حوا کو بنایا.
اللہ تعالیٰ, the first connection اللہ تعالیٰ made in this worldly life is between husband and wife, between Adam and Hawa.
اور آخر میں جو ہمارے ساتھ رشتہ باقی رہے گا وہ بیوی کا رہے گا, ہم اپنی بیوی کے ساتھ جنت میں جائیں گے.
And also the last connection we'll have also is to the wife in jannat. Also
ہم روز اس سے لڑتے ہیں.
But we fight with them every day.
چھوٹی چھوٹی بات میں لڑتے ہیں.
Small things we fight with them.
بلکہ ہم تو فخر سے کہتے ہیں مجالے میں گھر میں جاؤں کوئی ذرا بھی چونچا کرے.
And we say also with our chest out, anybody makes any problem at home, I'll show them.
تو یہ گھر میں جا کر اس طرح رہنا, یہ شوہر نہیں ہے, یہ باپ نہیں ہے, یہ تو پولیس والا ہے, تھانے والا ہے.
You say now to be in a house like that, now with your chest out and to make people afraid, you're a policeman at home, you're not a husband.
Hamare Nabi Alaihi Salam to ghar mein bachchon se khelte the.
Nabi Alaihi Salatu Wasalam used to play with the children in the house.
But ghoda ban jate the, ghoda. اور حسن حسین کو یہاں بٹھاتے تھے اور گھر میں گول گول یوں چکر لگاتے تھے.
نبی علی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم all fours like a horse and he would take his grandchildren حسن حسین, put them on his back and he would ride around the house like that.
اللہ کے نبی کی نواسی تھی امامہ, اس کو یہاں بٹھاتے تھے اور بازار لے کر جاتے تھے یہاں بٹھا کر. اتنے بڑے بزرگ آدمی یہاں بٹھا کر بازار جاتے تھے.
نبی علی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم امامہ رضی اللہ عنہ, you put on his shoulders and like this he would go to the bazaar and he would walk with her.
گھر میں حسن
نبی اب اللہ
گھر میں حسن حسین سے فرماتے تھے رضی اللہ عنہ سے, چلو کشتی لڑو. تو دونوں کشتی لڑتے تھے تو ایک جیت گیا, شاباش شاباش. تو ان کی امی کہنے لگی, آپ اس کو شاباشی دیتے ہو, اس کو نہیں دیتے؟ کہ دیکھو جبرائیل کھڑے ہیں, وہ بھی اس کو شاباشی دے رہے ہیں.
حسن حسین رضی اللہ عنہما used to have a wrestling match in the house. One used to floor the other one. But the one that used to win, نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام used to say, شاباش, you did very well.
حضور نماز پڑھتے تھے.
So then حضرت فاطمہ علیہ السلام said, we didn't tell him also. He said, oh, جبریل علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام is telling him, شاباش, you did very well also.
حضور نماز پڑھتے تھے تو حسن حسین گول گول گھومتے تھے, یہاں نیچے سے گزر جاتے تھے, یوں یوں آوے پھر یہاں گزر جائے.
نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام performing salah in sajda and his grandson حسن حسین used to be weighing in and out of Nabi Ali over his back and threw him again like this. He used to play with Nabi Ali.
ہم نماز پڑھیں ایسا بچہ کرے گا تو کیا کریں گے؟
If we reading namaz at home like this and the children come and play in front of us, what will we do to them?
اس کو بھی پیٹیں گے, اس کی ماں کو بھی پیٹیں گے.
He said, we'll hit the child and the mother too. We hit the mother also.
کیوں؟
Why?
کہ ہم نے گھر کا دین نہیں سیکھا.
So we didn't learn how to be pious in our homes.
ہمارے وہاں ایک بزرگ گزرے ہیں سید سلیمان ندوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, انہوں نے سیرت عائشہ لکھی ہے. یہ ساری باتیں حضرت نے لکھی.
سید سلیمان ندوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کتاب on the سیرت and the life of عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ.
تو گھر میں جو گھر بچے ہم سے کور ہوں گے وہ پیار محبت والے ماحول سے.
So at home now with our children and family show them love and mohabbat.
ہم گھر میں آڈٹ کرتے ہیں, جاتے ہی آڈٹ شروع ہو جاتا ہے. اے نماز پڑھی تھی نہیں پڑھی تھی, اے اسکول گیا تھا نہیں گیا تھا. ہمارا ٹون بائی آرڈر ہو گیا, اس سے ہم میں اور بچوں میں نفرت ہو گئی.
When we go home now, see, we go like auditors. You're auditing at home. You read namaz, you'll do this, you'll do that. Yeah, we're commanding and demanding. You see, we're no more husbands and fathers at home now.
Uska asar kya hua?
What is the effect of this?
Hum yahan se dakhil hote hain, bacche wahan se nikal jate hain.
And we enter from one door and the children leave from the back door.
Aur hum hamari tabligh apne biwi mein bhi nahi muntakil hoti, hamare bachchon mein bhi muntakil nahi hoti.
So this tabligh has to come into our lives, no into our children's lives.
Hamare ek buzurg farma rahe the, apne bachchon ko dost bana kar sambhal lo, ورنہ باہر لوگ ان کو دوست بنا کر برباد کر دیں گے.
Gabir said that make our children our friends and keep them close to the deen of Allah, or else outside people will take them away and make them close to the wrong thing.
اس لیے سب سے پہلا ان کے ساتھ اچھا رہنا, اس سے بچے ہماری فکروں میں شریک ہوں گے.
So we live with them in an amicable way and make them a partner in our deen.
دوسرا, ہمارے بچوں میں اور بیوی میں دین لانے کے لیے دوسرا کیا کام کریں گے؟
What the second thing we'll do now to bring deen into our homes?
Ke dusra ghar ka mahol banayenge. Ek to acha acche ravaiye se pesh aayenge, dusra acha mahol banayenge.
And we'll also now we'll grow a good character in our homes. It'll make a good environment in the houses.
Isliye mardon ke liye nafal sari ibadat ghar mein afzal hai.
Therefore, the man also is more virtuous for him to do his nafil ibadat in the house.
Kyun? Taki usse ghar ka mahol bane.
So by his nafil ibadat, there'll be a mahol environment in the house.
Ghar mein mobile ka mahol hai, sabke haath mein mobile. Jab amal ka mahol ghar mein banega, to sab amal wale banenge.
So now in the house, it's become an environment of a mobile phone. We are using it, so the mahol has become like that. We will change it now, bring nafil into the home. That will be the environment.
Tisra ghar ka mahol banane ke liye kya kaam karenge?
Third thing to make the environment in the house.
Hamare buzurg farmate hain, rozana fazail ki taleem ki jaye, fazail amal, fazail sadqat ki taleem ki jaye.
Every day do the amal of taleem, fazail amal, fazail sadqat.
Kyun?
Why?
Ye kitab wo hai jisme iman wale ko Allah ne jo deen ke 5 shobe banaye hain. Imaniyat, عبادات, معاملات, معاشرت اور اخلاقیات. ان پانچوں شعبوں میں ایمان والے کو کیسے رہنا, وہ زندگی اس میں لکھی ہے.
So in this kitab, Allah Ta'ala, as Shaykh has mentioned this kitab, the five branches of deen, to these five branches of deen, deen will come into home. In the kitab, it's mentioned about iman, then about akhlaq, our character, then ibadat, how to worship Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, muamalat, muasharat, social interaction, business dealings. All these are mentioned in the Fazail kitab. You'll read this, all these five branches of deen will become alive in the house.
Hamare ghar akhirat ke mudagaron se khali ho gaye. 24 ghante mein 5 minute Allah Rasul ki baat hamare ghar mein nahi hoti.
Our homes have become empty of the mudakara and speaking about akhirat. We're speaking about everything besides akhirat.
Isliye hum isko sanjeedgi se lein ki is fitnon ke mahol mein hamare ghar se hamare bachchon ko deen milna chahiye.
In this time of fitna, take it upon our hearts that our children have to have deen into their lives.
Iske liye ek to acche ravaiyon se unke saath pesh aana.
So we present ourselves to them with good character.
Dusra ghar ke mahol ko banana, amal se ghar ko bhar dena.
Then to change the mahol in the house, the environment of the house through amal.
Aur teesra in kitab ke zariye se bachchon ka deeni zehen banana.
And then to make the minds of our children deeni by reading the kitabs of deen.
To inshallah hamare jeete ji hamari auladein deendar ban jayegi.
So inshallah our children now in this worldly life will become pious.
Karoge inshallah.
We'll do this inshallah.
Kon kon ghar jaakar ladega?
You will do it inshallah.
Poocho ji.
Asad Jashi, who go home and fight with the wife?
Kon kon ladega?
Who'll fight at home?
So inshallah, hum apne ghar ki fikar zarur karenge.
So we all will make fikar and concern at home how to change the environment inshallah.
Karoge ghar ki fikar?
Ji, we'll make fikar.
Kon kon karega?
Ji, who'll do it inshallah.
Ghar ko time do. Bolo, ghar ko time dena hai.
Ji, give time at home also.
Hum ghar mein jaakar bhi mobile mein lag jate hain.
We go home now, we start with the phone at home.
Jitna mobile ka kaam ho, ghar ke bahar kar lo.
Whatever cell phone work you have, do it out of the house.
Ghar mein mobile band.
Close the mobile and the phone.
Agar hum mobile mein hain, biwi mobile mein hain, phir hum bachcho ko kahe mobile istemal mat karo, kaise hoga?
If we on the phone, the wife on the phone, how can you tell the children now don't use the phone?
تو ہم جو چیز بچوں سے کروانا چاہتے ہیں وہ ہمیں کرنی پڑے گی.
What you want the children to do, we have to do also.
اس لیے سب طے کر لو کہ گھر میں موبائل بند.
So we all make the decision that no more using mobile at home, no more.
کون کون گھر میں بند کر دے گا؟
Who close it at home now, no more.
یہ گھر کا ٹائم بچوں کا اور بیوی کا ہے.
This is the time for your children and your family.
دو گے انشاءاللہ ٹائم گھر والوں کو؟
جی, we'll give them time inshallah.
کون کون دیں گے؟
You will give time at home properly.
Audit نہیں کرنی گھر میں.
There's no need to make audit of the home. What's happening, the accounts.
تو ایک اپنی فکر کی اور ایک گھر والوں کی فکر کی.
So now we have fear and concern for ourselves and our family people.
یہی فکر پورے محلے والوں کی کرنی ہے.
So now the same fear we're going to make in entire locality.
کیوں کرنی ہے؟
Why?
اس لیے کرنی ہے کہ ہمارے نبی علیہ السلام نے کو اللہ نے تیسرا حکم یہ دیا, اپنی فکر کرو, گھر والوں کی فکر کرو, پھر کہ اپنے خاندان والوں کی فکر کرو. وانذر عشیرتک الاقربین.
Why to make fikr for the people of the locality? Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commanded to save yourself, save your family, and also warn your extended family members also that stay in your locality. Take care of them also.
Agar mohalle walon ki fikr karenge to kya fayda hoga?
By making fikr and concern and worrying about the people of a locality, what will be the benefit?
Ke mohalle walon ki agar fikr ki to do nafe honge.
So if you worry about the people in our locality, there will be two benefits.
Ek hamare zimme zimmedari hai, wo puri hogi ki humko unka zimmedar banaya gaya hai, unke deen ka zimmedar banaya gaya.
First of all, our responsibility will be fulfilled because we have a responsibility to carry the deen to every person.
Aur dusra fayda ye hoga jab mohalle walon ki fikr karoge to jis tarah tumhara ghar deendar bana, pura mohalla deendar ban jayega.
When we will have concern for the people of the locality, just like how our environment at home is made, the entire locality's environment will be made.
To fir inshallah hamare ghar mein kahin se bedini nahi aayegi.
Then because of this, no bedini No bedini will come into a home. Din will remain. And deen not leaving, this will not happen.
Agar hamare ghar mein deendari hai aur hamare atraf mein bedini hui to wo bedini aahista aahista hamare ghar mein aa jayegi.
If they have deen only in our homes and around us is no deen, then slowly this non-deen environment will come into our homes also.
Dekho ye baal ki cutting aur kapdon ki cutting pata nahi kahan hui hai aur yahan aa gayi to hamare mohalle ki bedini hamare ghar mein nahi aayegi.
You see this different hairstyles and different types of fashion and style, where it came from? Our homes possibly had piety, but it came from somewhere and came into our homes.
So, mohalle ki mohalle ke liye hum kya kaam karenge?
So, what we will do in our localities?
Ka jo taleem humne ghar mein ki, wohi taleem hum rozana masjid mein karein, taaki har iman wala us taleem ko sune.
So, same taleem that we made in our homes, now we'll make taleem in the masjid, so every single person can listen to the taleem.
Ke iman wala apne zindagi ke in paancho shobay mein kaise rahe, usko pata chalna chahiye.
So, every single believer knows how to live his life in the five branches of deen, he will learn through taleem.
Usme imaniyat ki taleem hai.
So, this taleem of imaniyat, what is iman?
Ibadat ke paancho arkan ki taleem hai, iman, namaz, roza, zakat, aur hajj. Paancho arkan ki taleem hai, wo kaise hone chahiye?
When it comes to ibadat also now, how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He comes to Salah and all the branches of deen. He knows how to make amal upon this.
Then muamalat ki taleem hai ki halal khaoge to kya hoga aur haram pet mein jayega to kya hoga, kisi ki zameen dabaoge to kya hoga. Ye taleem hai usme.
Then the taleem of muamalat, when he comes to his business interaction, that to eat halal, not to hurt anyone, not to take anybody's right, he will learn all these things.
Fir maasharat ki taleem hai.
Then he comes to social interaction.
Ammi ka kya haq hai, abba ka kya haq hai, bhai behno ka kya haq hai, padosi ka kya haq hai, janwaron ka kya haq hai.
What's the rights of our parents, of our wives, our family members? What's the rights of animals also we will learn?
Aur akhlaqiyat ki taleem hai.
And then the taleem of akhlaq.
Isliye hamare buzurg farmate hain ki aisi namaz ke baad taleem karo ki mohalle ke musallib baith sake usme, zyada se zyada sharik ho sake. Aise waqt mein namaz, aisi namaz ke baad taleem karo.
Aisa akaber say that I have taleem in the masjid, such a time where most of the people are free and they can sit for taleem.
Aur koshish karo ki sari kitabon mein se thoda thoda padho taaki sari cheezein rozana hamare musalliyon ke zehen par pade.
And also in the ta'aleem, read from every section little bit, not too much, little bit, that you can cover all the branches of deen.
इसलिए अब खुद भी ताली में बैठना है और सारे मुसल्लियों को बिठाने की मेहनत कर रही है.
So I go sit in the ta'aleem and make an effort now for all the musallis to sit in the ta'aleem.
इसलिए सब नियत करो कि हम भी बैठेंगे, सबको बिठाएंगे.
So all make intention, inshallah, I will sit and I'll make an effort now for all to sit.
कौन कौन मेहनत करेगा? खुद भी बैठेगा, सबको बिठाएगा.
जी, who will make the effort, inshallah.
अल्लाह कबूल फरमावे.
Allah will accept.
मोहल्ले का माहौल बनाने के लिए और क्या काम करोगे?
Now after we've made the environment in the locality, what we will do next?
Ka uske liye hum rozana apni masjid se jo fikrein hui hai wo lekar har mohalle ke har ghar ke paas jayenge.
So whatever fikr and concern we had in the masjid, now from the masjid we'll go to every home and put it in every house.
Kaise jayenge?
How we will go?
Hamare buzurg farmate hain uske liye har masjid ka musalli rozana 2.5 ghante apni masjid ko de. कम से कम ढाई घंटे दे.
So Kabir said, to do this now, every one of us has to give 2.5 hours to our masjid.
वो ढाई घंटे हम कहाँ से लाएंगे?
Where we will get 2.5 hours?
हम तो बहुत मशगूल लोग हैं, कारोबारी लोग हैं, कहाँ से लाएंगे ढाई घंटे?
We are so busy now in businesses. Where do we get the time?
कहीं गलत बात है कि हमारे पास ढाई घंटे नहीं है, हम सब के पास ढाई घंटे है.
जी, we all have 2.5 hours. We can give it.
वो कहाँ है?
Where is the 2.5 hours?
भाई दिन 24 घंटे जो हमारा एक दिन होता है कितने घंटे का होता है?
जी, in one day how many hours?
बोलो ना, 24 घंटे का. आप कारोबार कितने घंटे करते हो?
हमने आवर्स टू डू बिजनेस.
जी जी, 8 घंटे. और चलो 8 घंटे हम गिन लेते, 8 घंटे कारोबार के. आराम कितने घंटे करते हो?
हमने आवर्स वी स्लीप.
अरे बोलो भाई, 6-7 घंटे. चलो 7 घंटे गिन लो, कितने हो गए? 8 और 7, 15. और दिन कितने घंटों का है? 24. 15 घंटे हो गए. कारोबार का वक्त आपको मुबारक, आराम आप कर लो. कितने घंटे बचे? 7 घंटे बचे. वो कहां दोगे? रोजाना हर आदमी के पास 7 घंटे बचते हैं, वो हम कहां देते हैं? हमारे हजरत फरमाते हैं उसमें से कम 2.5 घंटे रोजाना अपनी मस्जिद को दो.
So 8 hours you are giving to business. 7 hours you can say to our rest and our sleep. That's 15 hours. 7 hours are left. Where are we giving the 7 hours to? And the 7 hours we can take out 2.5 hours and give to the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala.
Usme hum kya karenge us 2.5 ghante mein?
What will we do in the 2.5 hours?
Hamare buzurg farmate hain usme apne mohalle walon ki fikr karo.
And the 2.5 hours now buzurg say we will take care of our people of the locality.
Kyun?
Why?
Ki hamare zimme unki fikr zimmedari hai.
Because we have a responsibility to look after them, to worry about them.
जो दीनी फिक्र हमारी बनी, जो हमने अपने घर वालों की बनाई, हम अपने पूरे मोहल्ले वालों के लिए भी वही चीज पसंद करेंगे.
what we like for ourselves, the concern we had for ourselves, our family people, so too we love the same thing now for the people of our locality.
Hamare Nabi ne farmaya, tum mein se koi aadmi us waqt tak momin nahi hoga jab tak apne bhai ke liye wo pasand na kare jo apne liye pasand karta hai.
Nabi Ali Salatu Wassalam said, more or less, you cannot be a perfect believer until you don't love for your Muslim brother what you love for yourself.
Us dhai ghante mein hum kya karenge?
So what we'll do in the 2.5 hours?
Hamare buzurg farmate hain ki jo mohalle ke makanat hai usme mulaqaton mein jao.
So we'll go in the locality and meet the people of the locality.
اور ایسی ملاقات کا نظام بناؤ کہ کوئی ملاقات سے گھر نہ چھوٹے اور کوئی گھر کا کوئی فرد نہ چھوٹے.
So such a system we make now that no house will be left out and no single person will be left out. We'll meet everyone.
وہ کیسے ہوگا؟
How will that happen?
ہمارے بزرگ فرماتے ہیں مسجد کے اطراف کے مکانوں کو گنو کتنے مکان ہیں. مسجد اور جماعت اس کو اپنے اندر ڈیوائیڈ کر لیں. مثلاً 12 آدمی مسجد اور جماعت میں بیٹھتے ہیں تو 200 مکان ہیں تو یہ 12 آدمیوں کی 4 جماعت بنا لو 3-3 کی اور 50-50 مکان کے 4 بلاک بنا لو. یہ 50 آپ کے, یہ 50 آپ کے, یہ 50 آپ کے, یہ 50 آپ کے. تو اس ترتیب پر ساری مسجد اور جماعت کا استعمال ہوگا اور محلے کے سارے گھر محنت کے اندر تقسیم ہو جائیں گے, سارے محنت میں کا میدان بن جائیں گے.
So how we'll cover our locality, we will count the number of homes around the masjid. Example, 200 homes we have 12 brothers in the masjid. We'll divide it. Divide it now, 4 brothers in each jamaat, and we cover all these homes. Divide the homes between the brothers, and this will cover the entire area.
اور محنت کیسے کریں گے؟
How will make the effort?
ہمارے بزرگ فرماتے ہیں کوشش اس بات کی کرو کہ تم جس گھر کی ملاقات میں جاؤ اس گھر میں بیٹھ کر بات کرو.
They say, when you go to a home, sit in the house and speak to the men.
کیوں؟
Why?
کہ آپ اپنی فکر میں گھر کے سارے لوگوں کو شریک کرنا چاہتے ہو.
Because you want the people of the house to also be a partner with him. You sit in the house and talk to them.
جب تم گھر میں بیٹھ کر بات کرو گے تو اس گھر کے جتنے مرد ہیں تمہارے سامنے آ جائیں گے, سب تک آپ کی بات پہنچ جائے گی.
So when you enter the house, you sit with the man of the house and all will come and sit with you. So they all will get now the speaker and concern in their hearts too.
اور اس گھر کی عورتیں جو ہیں ان تک بھی انشاءاللہ آپ کی بات پہنچ جائے گی.
And even the ladies in the house, whatever speaker you are putting to the men, they will also get the speaker.
کیسے؟
How this will happen?
اس طرح پہنچے گی. عورتوں کی فطرت میں ہے, عادت میں ہے کہ جب باہر کا کوئی آدمی آ کر بات کرتا ہے نا تو وہ چپکے چپکے سنتی ہے کہ کیا بات ہو رہی ہے. تو تم ذرا زور سے بولو, 6 نمبر کے اندر بات کرو. جب تم اس طرح بات کرو گے نا تو انشاءاللہ تمہاری آواز ان تک بھی پہنچے گی. تو جو فکر تم نے مردوں کو دی وہ ان کی عورتوں تک بھی پہنچ جائے گی.
So how will your fikr now go to the ladies in that house you are sitting there? It is the habit of Masturat and ladies, any person comes into the house, then they will listen from behind the curtain, behind the wall, what they are talking about, who came, who's the mehman, who's the guest. So what you do now, you raise your voice a little bit louder and you speak only the 6 sifat, 6 points. So they'll be hearing also. They'll be hearing also. So whatever figure you are putting forward, they will hear it. It will come into their heart too.
ان سے 6 نمبر کے اندر بات کرو, گھر کا ماحول بنانے کی بات کرو, بچوں کی دینی ذمہ داری کی بات کرو, گھر میں تعلیم کے نفع کی بات کرو. یہ ساری بات آپ کرو, وہ گھر کے مردوں تک بھی بات پہنچے گی, گھر کی عورتوں تک بھی بات پہنچے گی.
So now we will give da'wah to speak about the 6 points, the responsibility of children and تعلیم in the home and the environment in the home. The men are listening, the ladies are also listening. On that side, the fikr will go to the whole house.
اگر ان کو آواز تمہاری نہیں پہنچی تو بھی پہنچ جائے گی.
And even if your voice did not reach the ladies in the house, but your message will reach them.
کیسے پہنچے گی؟
How your message will reach them?
عورتوں کی دوسری عادت ہے, بولو نا.
Women have a second habit, the other habit also.
عورتوں کو دوسری عادت کیا ہے؟
What's the other habit they have?
جب کوئی باہر کا آدمی گھر میں آتا ہے اور اس کو سمجھ نہیں پڑتی کہ کیوں آئے تھے, تو جیسے ہی وہ بات کر کے باہر جائیں گے تو ان کو گدگدی ہوگی, بھائی کون تھے, کیوں آئے تھے, کیا بات کہہ رہے تھے. ان سب مردوں کو پوچھنا شروع کریں گے. جب وہ پوچھیں گے تو یہ مرد کہیں گے مسجد سے آئے تھے, یہ بات لے کر آئے تھے. تو سارے مل کر ان عورتوں سے کریں گے, تمہاری بات ان عورتوں تک بھی پہنچ جائے گی.
So how will your message reach the masturat and the ladies? Once you leave the house, they have a habit also that they couldn't hear what's happening, they don't know who came, so they'll ask the men now. They're restless, who came, what they said. So now the men have to speak up. Jamaat came in the masjid and they mentioned this and they said this. So now your message will reach them sooner or later.
Bolo, aisa hota hai nahi hota?
Does it happen or doesn't happen?
اس لیے کوشش یہ کرو کہ گھر پر جا کر ملاقات کرو.
Therefore make an effort now, go to every home and sit there and speak to the men.
بعض مرتبہ ہم یہ کہتے ہیں کہ ہمارے گھر چھوٹے چھوٹے ہیں.
Sometimes we say the houses are too small.
اس لیے باہر بات کر لیں گے, اوٹلے پر بات کر لیں گے, کھیت میں بات کر لیں گے.
Oh, we take them outside, speak to them on the farm somewhere or to some restaurant. چلو, we go speak over there.
یہ دھوکہ ہے.
This is a deception.
اچھا, اسی گھر میں بیٹے بیٹی کا رشتہ ہے تو وہ کہاں بات کرتے ہیں؟
Now when somebody comes a proposal to the girl in the house, where they sit outside, they sit inside.
کہاں بات کرتے ہیں؟
Where they speak.
ہم جا کر کہیں تو صحیح کہ ہم آپ کے گھر میں بیٹھ کر بات کرنا چاہتے ہیں.
So we also now will tell them, you sit in your house and speak to you.
इसलिए सब नियत करो कि इंशाल्लाह हम मुलाकातों में भी जाएंगे और सही तरतीब से मुलाकात करेंगे.
So therefore we make the intention now that we will go and make the मुलाकात, we will meet them in the correct manner.
अगर आपने बाजार में एक आदमी की मुलाकात कर ली, उस घर में 10 मेंबर है, तो एक से आपने बात की, 9 आपके हाथ से छूट गए.
If you spoke to the person now in the bazaar, in the marketplace, you spoke to only one person. Only addressed him. But you speak to him at home, you got 10 people.
और आप तो उस घर के सारे लोगों की फिक्र बनाना चाहते हैं.
And you want to make all the people in the house part of your fikr and concern.
इसलिए नियत करो कि इंशाल्लाह हम सही तरतीब से मुलाकात को जिंदा करेंगे.
Therefore make the intention now revive the mulaqats, how to meet people in the correct way.
इस तरह अगर तुम करोगे तो पूरे मोहल्ले में वायरिंग हो जाएगा, वायरिंग.
When we will do this now, go home to home and speak to them sitting in their homes, now we are doing the wiring.
Maulana Ishra Rahmatullah Ali farmate the, tum wiring kar do, fir Allah usko power house se jab jodega to pura mohalla jagmaga jayega, light ho jayegi.
Yusuf sahab isse rahmatullah, when you do the wiring like this, Allah Taala will decide and then the switch will go on for the hidayat, then lights of hidayat will come on in the entire locality.
Aur Miyan ji Mehrab Rahmatullah Ali farmate the ki ye mulaqat aise karo ki har 15 din mein dobara us ghar ki bari aa jani chahiye. 15 दिन में एक मरतबा मुलाकात करो, हर घर वाले की हर 15 दिन में मुलाकात.
भैया जी मैं हराब से रहमतुल्लाह अलैह दैट यू शुड मीट एवरी पर्सन एवरी 15 डेज. सो द एरिया दैट यू हैव टू कवर एवरी 15 डेज इज अ रोटेशन. सो एवरी 15 डेज यू मीट दैट पर्सन अगेन.
मिसाल के तौर पर एक जमात के जिम्मे 50 मकान आए हैं, वो रोजाना 3 मकानों की अगर मुलाकात करते हैं तो 15 तिया 45, इंशाल्लाह 16-17 दिन में एक राउंड पूरा हो जाएगा, फिर दूसरा शुरू हो जाएगा.
Person has now 50 homes to go and meet, then every 15 days now he will reach at first house again. If he makes mulaqat like that.
Inshallah, agar ye tumhare 2.5 ghante ki mehnat shuru ho gayi, sare taqaze tumhare shuru ho jayenge, sare taqaze, chille ki jamaate banna shuru hogi, 4 mahine ki jamaate banegi, 3 din ki jamaate banegi, sare taqaze is 2.5 ghante se pure honge.
If you do your 2.5 hours like this, and all the taqazas will be fulfilled with the 4 months pedal, 4 months chilla jamaat will come out because you're doing it in the correct tartib in your 2.5 hours.
Aajkal 2.5 ghante bayan karne wale bahut hai, lagane wale nahi hai.
There are many now to explain the 2.5 hours how to do it. But there are very few that are doing it.
इसलिए सब नियत करो कि हम रोजाना 2.5 घंटे लगाएंगे.
देखो वी ऑल मेक नीयत इंशाल्लाह वी गिव 2.5 आवर्स.
कौन कौन लगाएगा
जी?
उससे इंशाल्लाह एक तो माहौल बनेगा,
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल द एनवायरमेंट विल बी मेड.
और तुम्हारे इस चलने फिरने से जितने लोग दीनदार बनेंगे वो तुम्हारे नाम अमल में आएंगे.
एंड टू दिस हूएवर विल बिकम पाइस एंड दीनदार, दीन विल कम इनटू हिज लाइफ, इट विल बी योर शेयर इन दैट.
ये तीन काम हो गए.
इतनी आमाल टुक पे
एक मशरे में बैठना,
वन इज सिटी मशवरा,
एक रोजाना की 2 तालीम मस्जिद और घर की,
टू तालीम तालीम इन
और तीसरा माहौल बनाने के लिए रोजाना 2.5 घंटे के लिए फिरना. चौथा काम क्या करोगे?
द फोर्थ एक्शन, द फोर्थ अमल,
हमारे मोहल्ले की फिजा बने, उसके लिए हफ्ते में एक मरतबा पूरे मोहल्ले वालों को जमा करके ये जो फिक्र हमारी है वो उनको भरना, उसको गश्त का अमल कहते हैं.
Then once a week to get all the people of the locality, gather them together and to put the fikr in them now to make the gush.
Ye gush ka amal khali hafte mein ek martaba routine ke koi cheez nahi hai.
This amal of gush, is not just to walk around the locality.
बल्कि पूरे मोहल्ले वालों की वो फिक्र कैसे बन जाए, इज्तिमाई फिक्र, ताकि उस काम में सबकी इज्तिमाई ताकत लगे, उसकी फिक्र बनाने के लिए हफ्ते में एक मरतबा गश करके पूरे मोहल्ले वालों को जमा करके ये सारी बातें उनको समझानी है.
So this gush actually lies to gather all the people of the locality to explain to them now to make the correct figure, so the figure comes into their heart also.
जैसे मोहल्ले के सारे कामों में लोग एक फिक्र हो जाते हैं, अगर मोहल्ले में बिजली चली जाए सारे एक फिक्र हो जाते हैं, मोहल्ले में पानी नहीं आता सारे एक फिक्र हो जाते हैं, मोहल्ले में रोड बनाने का है सारे एक फिक्र हो जाते हैं, ऐसे दीन के लिए पूरा मोहल्ला एक फिक्र कैसे हो जाए, उसके लिए हफ्ते में एक मरतबा गश करना है और पूरे मोहल्ले वालों को यह फिक्र भरनी है, देनी है.
So we have to gather people together on the gush, they explain to them what their responsibility is, like how Mohana explains it, there's no light in the locality, the entire community now has its concern, there's no light, so there's no water, or they have to repair the roads. It becomes a whole community figure. In the same way, now we have to put this entire figure to the entire community, the deen to come alive and to the environment to change. We have to do a gush for this.
Ye gush ka amal nabiyon ki mehnat mein sabse zyada nabiyon ki mehnat se qareeb tar ka amal hai.
This gush now is the closest action to the actions of anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam.
Sare nabiyon ne apne majme ko samjhane ki mehnat ki hai.
So every Nabi of Allah made the effort to explain to his people the effort of deen.
Agar usme hum sharik honge na to nabiyon wali badi sunnat humse zinda hogi.
Once we will do this, then this biggest sunnah of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam will become alive in our lives.
Aur uski badi barkatein milegi.
And great barkat will come in our lives.
Hum khair ke wujood mein aane ka zariya ban jayenge.
We become a means of khair and goodness coming into the world.
Isliye ek gasht hame apne mohalle mein karna hai.
So we do gasht every week in our
locality. Usme sharik hona hai.
We have to be part of this.
Inshallah badi kamai karke duniya se jayenge.
We will have great rewards when you go to the akhirah.
To karoge gasht inshallah.
We'll do this inshallah.
Kaun kaun apne mohalle mein gasht karega?
We will do gasht in the localities inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. ہمارے محلے کی فکر ہوئی, اپنی فکر ہوئی, گھر کی فکر ہوئی, ہمارے محلے کی فکر ہوئی.
Now we have fikr for ourselves, our family people and our locality.
پھر کس کی فکر کریں گے؟
Now who else is left now?
کہ ہمارے محلے کی فکر کے بعد ہمارے اطراف کے محلوں کی فکر کریں گے.
So the neighboring localities to worry about them now.
ہمارے نبی علیہ السلام کو اللہ نے حکم دیا.
Nabi Ali Salat was commanded by Allah Ta'ala.
Apni fikar karo.
Take care of yourself.
Ghar walon ki fikar karo.
Your family also.
Khandan ki fikar karo.
Your family members extended.
Fir Makkah ki fikar karo. Walitun zira ummal qura. Makkah walon ki fikar karo.
And also warn the people of ummal qura, Makkah al-mukarraba, worry about
them. Fir apne atraf ke mohallon ki fikar karo. Wa man hawlaha.
And even those around Makkah al-mukarraba, man hawlaha, worry about them also.
To wo fikar hum bhi karenge.
So we also will have this fikr.
ہمارے بزرگ فرماتے ہیں ہفتے میں ایک مرتبہ اپنے وہاں گشت کرو اور دوسرا گشت اپنے اطراف کے جو بنجر محلے ہیں جہاں مسلمان ہیں وہاں دین کی محنت کوئی نہیں ہے, دوسرا گشت ہفتے میں ایک مرتبہ وہاں جا کر کرو.
So one gush will make in our locality, second gush now we go to those localities where there is no deeni activity taking place, we go and lift it up over there.
وہ کیسے کریں گے؟
How we'll do this?
کہ کوئی ایک دن طے کرو ہمارے سارے ساتھی جا کر جو فکر آپ نے اپنے محلے کے لیے کی اس مسجد والوں کے لیے کرنی ہے.
To explain to our brothers in our masjid how we are doing this fikr in our masjid, now we take it to the neighboring locality.
Lekin wo gasht, dusra gasht hum banjar mohallon mein karenge, abad mohallon mein nahi.
So we go and now where there is no deen there, people are scattered. We make fikr over there.
Usse inshallah hamare atraf bhi deendar ban jayega.
So even the neighboring localities will become deendar also.
Warna atraf ki bedini hamare wahan aayegi.
Oh, the bedini or the people of the neighboring localities will come into our locality.
Lekin atraf mein jo gash karne jao, khali gash ke zariye se us mohalle ki bedini dur nahi hogi.
Just by doing gash in those localities now will not remove this bedini environment.
ہمارے بزرگ فرماتے ہیں کہ دوسرا گشت دوسرے گشت کے لیے نہیں ہے, بلکہ دوسرا گشت اس مسجد کو ان اعمال پر کھڑا کرنے کے لیے, جو اعمال تم نے اپنی مسجد میں شروع کیے وہ سارے اعمال وہاں زندہ کرنے کے لیے دوسرا گشت ہے.
The second gush now is not because of doing a second gush just to go and meet the people. The second gush of Buzruk say is to establish those amal we have established in our masjid, to go and establish those amal in that masjid.
So wahan amal kaise zinda honge?
How will revive those amal over there?
Hamare hazrat farmate hain ki gush ke alawa us mohalle ko tum apne mohalle ka ek hissa bana lo.
So they say that locality make it a part of your locality.
Jis tarah tum rozana apne mohalle mein 2.5 ghante dete ho, is tarah pura hafta agar zarurat pade to wahan 2.5 ghante ke liye aadmi bhejo.
Like how we make it 2.5 hours, we do 2.5 hours our locality. Also during the week it is a need also, then we do 2.5 hours, they send few brothers there also.
Agar pure hafte hamari masjid se wahan mehnat mein roz log jaate rahenge to pure hafte mein log mutawajjih honge, fir jab gash ke din hum jayenge to sab log hame milenge, to wahan kaam aasan hoga. Khali gash ke din jane se us masjid mein kaam nahi hoga. Rozana us masjid ko apni mehnat ka maidan banana, aise jaise humne apne mohalle ko mehnat ka maidan banaya.
So we'll make that neighboring locality part of our locality, and every day we'll send a few brothers there to do 2.5 hours effort. So the day of our gush, when we will go there, the entire week people now, they were encouraged to come for that gush. When we will go there, it will be easy now to establish the amal in that locality.
اگر صحیح ترتیب سے 2-3 مہینے وہاں اس طرح گشت کیا جائے پورے ہفتے وہاں محنت کر کے, تو انشاءاللہ 2-3 مہینے میں وہاں اعمال شروع ہو جائیں گے.
We do it like this now for 2-3 months. Within 2-3 months the اعمال we find in our masjid now we establish in that locality.
اس کے ذریعے سے انشاءاللہ ہماری مسجد کے اطراف کے محلے جو غیر آباد ہے, جہاں مسلمان ہیں اور بنجر ہے, انشاءاللہ ان کے اندر دینی بیداری آ جائے گی.
Like this now we will do this effort. That area now where the Muslims are weak, they will become stronger. Our environment will be protected, they'll be protected also.
اس لیے نیت کرو کہ انشاءاللہ یہ دوسرا گشت بھی ہم فکر سے کریں گے.
So therefore we make niyat also, we'll do that gush with fikr and concern.
کون کون کرے گا؟
You will do it inshallah.
جنہوں نے ہاتھ نہیں اٹھائے وہ بھی کریں گے.
Those that haven't lifted their hands, they'll also do it.
جی بھائی وہ بھی کریں گے. اچھا
ذرا
ہاتھ اٹھاؤ, کون کون دونوں گشت کریں گے؟
You will do both the gush inshallah. ماشاءاللہ
سبھی نے اٹھائے. یہ کتنے کام ہو گئے؟
جی ہم نے ایکشنز already.
چار کام ہو گئے.
چار, فور.
ایک مشورے میں بیٹھنا.
What is مشورہ؟
گھر کی فکر کرنا.
To make fikr in the home.
محلے کی محلے میں روزانہ 2.5 گھنٹے دینا.
2.5 hours to locality.
اور دو گشت کرنا.
And the two gush.
اس سب سے انشاءاللہ ہم بھی محفوظ, ہمارے محلے میں بھی دینی بیداری آئے گی اور ہمارے ذمے جو اللہ کے بندوں کو اللہ کی طرف متوجہ کرنے کا کام ہے وہ ذمہ داری شب پوری ہوگی.
With this now we will be protected, the people in our locality and all those that we have a responsibility to take deen to them, this will be fulfilled also.
پانچواں کام کیا کر رہے ہیں؟
What is the fifth thing to do?
کہ پانچواں کام یہ کر رہے ہیں کہ اپنے فکر اور اپنے اطراف کے محلوں کے بعد ہمارے اطراف کے دیہاتوں کی فکر.
Then beyond our neighboring localities, those places now, the outlying
دیہاتوں کی فکر.
جی پیپل ان دا ولیجز ٹو میک
کیوں ان کی فکر کرنی ہے؟
وائی ٹو میک فکر اپون دیم؟
وہ ہمارے ذمے ہیں ہمارے دیہات.
جی دیز آر اور ریسپانسبلٹی آلسو.
ہمارے بےچارے دیہات بہت قابل رحم ہوتے ہیں.
دوز آر لونگ ان دوز ولیجز ان دوز in those areas now, in those rural areas, they also have a responsibility.
نہیں وہ بہت قابل رحم ہوتے ہیں.
جی وی ہیو ٹو
رحم کھانے کے لائق ہوتے ہیں.
وی ہیو ٹو ہیو مرسی اپون دیم.
کہ بےچارے وہ دیہات والوں کے پاس, بہت سارے دیہات وہ ہیں جہاں مسلمان ہیں, نہ مسجد ہے نہ مدرسہ ہے, ان کے پاس دین نہیں ہے.
Those things in the outlying areas, you take mercy upon them, pity for them, because they don't have madaris, they don't have makatib, they don't have the structures, they don't have masjids.
Aksar log jo murtad hote hain wo dehaton ke hote hain.
So most are turned away from deen and from those areas.
Aur hum agar uske fikr nahi karenge kal qiyamah ke din Allah ko kya jawab denge?
We don't worry about them qiyamah day, what you will answer to Allah tabarak wa taala.
Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu farmate the ke deen mein kami aa jaye aur main zinda rahun, ayun qasab deen wa na hai, ye nahi ho sakta ke meri maujoodgi mein deen mein kami aa jaye. یہاں تو لوگ مرتد ہو رہے ہیں.
Abu Bakr say that how is it possible that deen there's a decrease in deen and Abu Bakr is alive, it can never happen. Here we find people in those areas are turning away from deen and we are still living comfortably. It can never happen like that.
اس کے لیے ہم کیا کریں گے؟
So what will we do about it?
کہ ہر ذمہ دار اپنے ساتھ ایک معاون لے اور مہینے بھر محنت کر کے تین دن کی جماعت بنا کر ان دیہاتوں میں لے کر جائے.
So every responsible brother will make a jamaat around him and he will go for 3 days to those areas over there.
Har zimmedar apne sath ek muawin le mahine bhar mehnat karke 3 din ki jamaatein lekar un dehaton mein jaye.
So a responsible brother for our masjid now will take somebody with him and for the entire month now he'll make fikr for that locality and then once a month he'll take a 3-day jamaat and go there.
Agar zimmedar 3 din ki jamaat mein jayega to 3 bade nafe honge.
So when his zimmedar sathi will take a jamaat with him for 3 days there will be 3 benefits.
Kya nafa hoga?
What will be the benefit?
Ka sabse pehle khud mein charging ho jayegi. چارج ہو جائے گا, جیسے موبائل چارج کرتے ہو نا, ڈسچارج ہوتا ہے تو کام نہیں کرتا. ہم بھی ڈسچارج ہو جاتے ہیں تو کام نہیں کرتے. مہینے میں 3 دن لگیں گے تو چارجنگ ہو جائے گی.
سو بائی 3 days ناؤ یور ایمان ول بیکم چارجڈ اپ آلسو.
کیونکہ تبلیغ کی محنت وہ ایمان کو بنانے کی محنت ہے.
بیکاز ایفرٹ لائز ٹو میک یور ایمان.
مولانا الیاس فرماتے تھے کہ اس کا نام لوگوں نے تبلیغ رکھا, ورنہ میں تو اس کا نام تحریک ایمان رکھتا کہ ایمان کو حرکت دیتا ہے.
الیاس صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ در اور کیپ instead of keeping the name tabligh of this ever, I will keep the name tahreek-e-iman, such an effort now that will lift your iman up, put into movement.
Aur jab iman harkat mein aata hai to amal bhi harkat mein aate hain.
So when iman will go into movement, then amal will go into action.
To ye iman ki mehnat iman ko harkat mein lane wali mehnat hai.
So this is iman is action lies to bring the iman into harkat.
Luqman Hakim ne apne bete se kaha, beta jiska yaqeen jitna mazboot hoga uske jism se nikalne wale amal itne mazboot honge aur jiska yaqeen kamzor hoga uske amal kamzor honge.
Luqman Hakim told his son that, oh my son, the person whose iman is strong, then the amal will be just as strong also will come out from his body. The iman is weak, yaqeen is weak, then even the actions also will come out weak from his body.
Hum is duniya mein rehte rehte 27 dino mein hum bhi down ho jayenge. Is iman ko harkat lani padegi.
Therefore even us things, 27 days in our localities, in our environment, even our batteries and our iman becomes weak.
Jab 3 din lagenge to hamari iman mein harkat aayegi.
When we will go for 3 days in the bath of Allah, then the iman will become recharged also.
Dusra kya fayda hoga?
What will be the second benefit?
Dusra fayda ye hoga jab hum Allah ke raste mein jayenge, 10-15 naye logon ko lekar jayenge, to ye nabuwat wali mehnat, nabiwi wali fikr aur deendari wali zindagi hum 10-15 aadmiyon ko dene ka zariya ban jayenge. Hamare zariye se in 10-15 aadmiyon mein deen aayega, deen ki mehnat aayegi, jo hamari bahut badi kamai ho jayegi.
When we will go for 3 days in the bath of Allah, we take new brothers with us, 10 brothers will come with us. This love will become a means of our great reward. Deen will come into their lives. Their lives will change also. They learn the effort of deen. For us now will be great rewards in the akhirat.
اور تیسرا نفع کیا ہوگا؟
The third benefit.
کہ جس دیہاتوں میں ہم جائیں گے ان دیہاتوں میں ہمارا جانا ان حلیوں کے ساتھ ان لباسوں کے ساتھ وہاں کے ایمان والوں کے دین پر جمنے کا ذریعہ بنتا ہے.
When you go to these informal settlements now, justly with this libas and this garb of the sunnah, and those Muslim brothers that are there, that are weak in the iman, they will see us now, they will get strong.
Sahaba is in zindagiyon ke sath puri duniya mein phire, to Allah ne unki zindagiyon ko puri duniya mein pahuncha diya.
Sahaba ikram, when they move like this in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the style of this Allah ta'ala made it reach every corner of the world too.
Hazrat ji farmate the, tumhare andar jo hoga wo duniya mein phail jayega.
Hazrat ji would say, what you have in your hearts will be believers, this will spread in the world.
Is zindagi ko lekar in dehaton mein jane ki zarurat hai.
So we take this lifestyle and we go into the settlements and show them what is a deeni life.
Hamare in dehat walon mein do badi kamzoriyan hain.
There's two weaknesses in our settlements.
Aur wo dono kamzoriyan aadmi ko kufr mein dakhil kar deti hai.
And these two things take them towards kufr and disbelief.
Ek, unke andar jahalat hai.
The one is now in those areas is ignorance.
Jahalat kufr ki sifat hai.
And ignorance now is a quality of kufr. Disbelief.
Aur dusra unke andar faqiri hai, ghurbat hai.
And they are poor, they don't have means.
Hadith mein aata hai, kad al faqru an yakuna kufra. Aadmi ko faqiri kufr tak le jati hai.
Hadith Sharif says that because of poverty takes a person to disbelief and kufr.
So ye dono cheezein dehat walon mein hoti hai.
So this two qualities of ignorance now and poverty are found in the people in settlements.
Jab tum is fikr ko lekar wahan jaoge, wahan se naqd jamaat banaoge, masjidwar jamaat banaoge, ghar ghar ki mulaqat karoge, to ye unka sahara ban jayega, unke deen par jamne ka sahara ban jayega.
So when we will go to our jamaats there and make gush in those localities, we will become a support to them. Deen will come into their homes. They go out in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they'll become strong also.
ये हमारी बड़ी कमाई हो जाएगी.
This will become our reward.
तो एक तीन दिन में ये बड़े बड़े नफे होते हैं.
These are the big benefits of spending 3 days in the path of Allah.
इसलिए शैतान कोशिश ये करता है कि जिम्मेदार ही तीन दिन न जाए.
So shaitan makes this effort now that the responsible brother doesn't go for 3 days.
क्यों?
Why?
कि अगर वो तीन दिन गया तो खुद चार्ज हो जाएगा, तो फिर हरकत में आ जाएगा.
Because if he'll go for 3 days, he'll become recharged and he'll go into movement.
और वो जब तीन दिन जाएगा तो 10-15 आदमी अपने वहां से तैयार करेगा फिर.
When he go for 3 days now, he'll take 10-12 brothers with him also.
और जब वो तीन दिन जाएगा तो जिस देहात में जाएगा वहां हरकत करेगा, नकद जमात बनाएगा, मस्जिदवार जमात बनाएगा.
And when he'll go for 3 days now to the outlying areas, there also he'll make an effort, jamaat will get ready from there, and they'll also go out in the path of Allah.
इसलिए जिम्मेदार को समझाता है, कहाँ तीन दिन तो जाना चाहिए, मगर तो अभी बीमार है.
So that's why you make him understand, the zimmedar brother, you have to go for 3 days in the path of Allah, even though somebody is sick at home.
तेरे अभी शुगर बहुत बढ़ गई है.
Even though your sugar is gone high, you still have to go.
तेरा प्रेशर ठीक नहीं है.
Even your pressure is not right.
तेरे घुटनों में दर्द है.
That your knees are paining.
शैतान सबकी नब्ज दबाना जानता है, किसकी 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 क्या दबाने की वो सब जानता है.
शैतान knows how to press your pulse and he'll take all the illnesses from you.
किसी की अम्मी के नाम की दवा देता है, किसी के बीबी के नाम की दवा देता है, किसी के बच्चों के नाम की, किसी की शुगर के नाम की, किसी के ब्लड प्रेशर के नाम की, वो सब की कौन सी दबाने की वो सब जानता है.
जी शैतान नोज़ व्हिच बटन टू प्रेस नाउ, whether it's your mother is ill or your father or your wife or something, your own illness, he knows which button to press now to hold you back from going out in the path of Allah.
इसको सारे बीमारियां हैं लेकिन सारे दुनिया के काम करता है, खाली उधर तबलीग में आ जाता है.
जी ऑल दीस टाइप ऑफ इलनेसेस एंड थिंग्स वी हैव अराउंड अस, पीपल आर स्टिल गोइंग टू वर्क, ओनली तबलीग कम्स टू अ स्टैंडस्टिल.
सारी गमी खुशी में जाता है, कारोबार में जाता है, उधर बाकी तबलीग में है.
पर्सन इज डिप्रेस्ड, पर्सन इज हैप्पी, ही स्टिल गोइंग टू वर्क. When he comes to tabligh, nah, he can't go.
वो नबियों से पहले शैतान पैदा हुआ, उसने सारे नबियों पर मेहनत की है, तो हम पर भी करता है वो.
शैतान also made effort of all anbiya alaihimussalam, he won't leave us.
इसलिए उसका लुकमा नहीं बनना, उसके हाथ में नहीं आना.
Don't become a morsel to shaitan that he'll eat you up, that you be careful.
और जब उसके हाथ में ना आने का मतलब कि हर महीने हम तो जाएंगे और अपने साथ अपनी जमात बनाकर तीन दिन देहातों में जाएंगे, शहर में नहीं, कहाँ जाएंगे, देहातों में.
So don't come into the control of shaitan. How are you going to be safe from his control is you get ready for your 3 days and take all the saathis with you. And don't go to the neighboring town or city, go to the settlements, to the outlying areas.
Maulana Ilyas Sahab farmate the, gareebon ko apni mehnat ka maidan banao, gareebon mein tumko Allah milega.
Hazrat Jesus said, rahmatullahi alayhi, that make your maidan and make the field of your effort the poor people.
अल्लाह गरीबों को अपनी मेहनत का मैदान बनाओ, उसमें तुम्हें अल्लाह मिलेगा.
मेक देम द एफर्ट, द पुअर पीपल, मेक देम द एफर्ट ऑफ योर द फील ऑफ योर एफर्ट, यू विल फाइंड अल्लाह विल बिकम योर्स.
50 किलोमीटर, 100 किलोमीटर जाओ, देहातों में, इंटरियल में जाओ.
गो 50 किलोमीटर, 100 किलोमीटर, गो आउट इन द पाथ ऑफ अल्लाह.
अल्लाह की नेमतों की कदर होगी.
Like this, now you are showing appreciation to the ne'mas and bounties of Allah.
इसलिए नियत करो कि इंशाल्लाह शैतान का निवाला नहीं बनेंगे, बल्कि हर महीने तीन तीन दिन की जमात बनाकर नए नए साथियों को लेकर तीन तीन दिन जाएंगे.
So make niyat, I will not become controlled by shaitan, but I will make my jamaat and go out for 3 days in the path of Allah.
کون کون جماعت بنا کر جائیں گے تین تین دن
یوں میں تو جماعت سے گو آؤٹ فور 3 ڈیز انشاءاللہ
اللہ توفیق دے قبول فرماوے اور اپنے محلے میں عموم فضا جس طرح مردوں کی بنائی اس طرح مستورات کی ہفتہ واری اجتماعی کی تعلیم کے حلقے ہوں اس میں محلے کی ساری مستورات جائے اس کی ضرور فکر کرو
How we make the environment for the men outside the house, so we make the environment for the women also once a week they have the taleem program.
Har ghar mein taleem ka taleem zinda ho jaye uski fikr karo.
To make fikr na every home taleem is taking place.
Aur hamare aise mohalle jahan taleem ke halke nahi hain unko chhod mat do.
And that area where there is no taleem taking place, don't leave it.
Kyunki taleem ke halke hum wahan qayam karenge jahan kawaif wali behne ho sharait wali behne hogi wahan taleem ke halke shuru karenge.
So those mastorat that qualified to start the taleem, go make fikr, they must start the taleem in those areas.
Lekin jin mohallon mein aisi mastorat nahi hai, un mohallon ka kya karoge?
In those areas now, we don't have ladies and mastorat that qualified to start taleem, what do we do then?
Aise mohallon ko chhod mat do.
Don't leave those areas.
Aapke mohalle mein agar koi samajhdar logon ki jamaat aaye, manje hue, sulje hue, unse wahan deen ki baat karwao, to kam se kam unke kaan par Allah Rasool ki baat to pade.
Some jamaat will come, somebody that has experience, I'll take them, have a program in that locality, explain to the ladies what it is now to bring deen into their lives.
Agar maan lo kaisi jamaat nahi aa rahi hai to aapas ke mashware se aap log koi ja kar wahan baat karo kam se kam 15 din mein ek martaba to baat karo warna wo mohalle chote ke chote rahenge aur unki naslon ki naslein zaya aur barbaad ho jayegi.
So if no jamaat like this come, they can explain to the ladies in that locality, then we make our mashwara. That who has some experience, go to that locality, get the ladies together, make some fikr, explain to them, but don't leave them. If you will leave them, then they will leave, they will go out of our control, and from there now deen will leave also.
Aur haste chehre ke saath, nahi 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 majme ko vasool karo, haste chehre ke saath, ashash, bashash.
And make fikr of new brothers with a big heart, with a big smile. Win them over and bring them out in the path of Allah.
Taaki ye nasal barbaad aur zaya hone se bach jaye.
So that the locality we don't explain to them, then we lose the children also. So we meet them and we encourage them and we bring those children also. So they don't get wasted.
Hamare atraf ke dehaton ke fikr ke baad puri duniya ki fikr karni hai. ہمارے اطراف کے دیہاتوں کی فکر کے بعد پوری دنیا کی فکر کرنی ہے
After taking care of the settlements around us, now we have to make fikr and concern for the entire world.
کیسے کریں گے
How we'll do this?
ہم عالمی نبی کی عالمی امتی ہے
We are the عالمی امت of the عالم That نبی that came for the entire universe, we are his امتی
تو ہم چلے چلوں کی جماعتیں بنا کر چار چار مہینوں کی جماعتیں بنا کر پوری دنیا میں پھریں گے
So we'll make jamaats of 40 days and 4 months and we'll travel the entire world for the fikr of deen.
اس لئے اگر اللہ ہمت دے ہر سال چار چار مہینے بنائے ہر سال چار چار مہینے لگائیں
Allah تعالیٰ gives the ability then every year we'll go for 4 months and 4 months.
ورنہ سال کا چلہ تو ہر حال میں لگائیں
Otherwise 40 days we have to give every year.
تاکہ ہمارے پورے ملک میں پھریں اطراف کے ملکوں میں پھریں اور پوری دنیا میں جانا ہے
So we'll go out locally in our country, neighboring countries, entire world will go in the path of Allah.
مولانا عمر صاحب کی ایک بات سناتا ہوں آخری
احمد اللہ صاحب جو سے
مولانا عمر صاحب کی
عمر صاحب رحمت اللہ
مولانا عمر صاحب یہ فرماتے تھے دنیا میں سے انسان بھانج مر جاتا ہے بھانج ایسی عورت کو کہتے ہیں جس کی اولاد نہیں تھی اکیلی تھی اکیلی مر گئی کیا لوگ ایسے مر جاتے ہیں ہم ایسا نہیں مریں گے
person leaves this world like a woman that is barren she left this world with no children he says that a person can leave this world also alone With nobody around him, he said, we will not die like this. We will not leave the world like a barren woman who died without any children. We will not leave the world like this.
ہم کیسا مریں گے
How we will die?
تو حضرت فرماتے تھے ہم ہزاروں انسانوں کو کما کر اس دنیا سے اپنے نام اعمال میں لے کر جائیں گے یہاں بھی محنت کریں گے دیہاتوں میں بھی محنت کریں گے پوری دنیا میں محنت کریں گے جب قیامت میں ہم اٹھیں گے تو سب جگہ کے لوگ ہمارے نام اعمال میں یہاں کے بھی وہاں کے بھی کیوں کہ ہم چلے ہیں پھرے ہیں گشت کیے ہیں تو جتنا دین پھیلا وہ ہمارے ذریعے سے تو کل قیامت کے دن ہمارے جھنڈے کے نیچے ہزاروں لاکھوں لوگ ہوں گے اس لیے ہر سال چار چار مہینے چلے پابندی سے لگانا ہے
So you say that you will not die alone, but you will travel the world for the fikr of deen. So on the day of Qiyamah, we will be raised before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Because we travel every year for the fikr of deen, when we leave this world, we will take the reward of all the thousands of people with us. And when we will wake up on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah Ta'ala put our flag, behind our flag, we will have a whole army behind us. Ya Allah, we met so many people, we did gush, we encouraged them, we brought them to the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We won't stand alone, we have an army behind us.
Dekho, ye aapka mulk Afrika ka. 1956 mein, 1963 mein Maulana Musa sahab aaye the. Unke zariye se yahan tabligh aayi. Wo to kabar mein jaakar so gaye. اب یہ سوری بہار ان کے نام اعمال میں جائے گی کل قیامت کے دن ان کے جھنڈے کے نیچے علماء حفاظ دین کی محنت کرنے والے کتنے ہوں گے ایسے ہم بھی کام کر کے جائیں گے
We find our own country, South Africa. When Musa Sahab came in the 60s and 70s, he started the effort in South Africa. Now he's going to the Qabr. Qiyamah's day, he will wake up, Allah will put his flag. And the entire Africa army will be behind him. You went there, you made effort. Look at the ulama, the huffaz, the qurra. All this is all your kamai and all your reward.
करेंगे इंशाल्लाह
विल डू दिस इंशाल्लाह
हर साल कौन कौन चार चार महीने लगाएंगे
यू के फोर मंथ्स एवरी ईयर इंशाल्लाह
हर साल चार महीने हर साल खाली कितने बोलो खाली चार महीने
ओनली फोर मंथ्स इन द ईयर ओनली फोर
साल में खाली चार महीने आठ महीने आपके कौन कौन लगाएगा
एट मंथ्स इज फॉर यू फोर मंथ्स
जरा अच्छे से हाथ उठाओ
जी लिफ्ट योर हैंड्स इंशाल्लाह
दूसरी नियत करो अकेले नहीं लगाएंगे अपनी मस्जिद से अपनी जमात बनाएंगे
जी वी वोंट गो अलोन टू टेक आवर साथ इज फ्रेंड्स विद अस टू इंशाल्लाह
सब जिम्मेदार एक साथ नहीं जाएंगे अपने अपनी जमात बनाएंगे
रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटीज विल टेक जमात एंड गो
और दुआओं का एहतमाम करें
एंड मेक दुआ
इसलिए कि करने वाली जात अल्लाह की है
व्हाट अल्लाह तआला डज
करोगे इंशाल्लाह
विल डू इट इंशाल्लाह
अल्लाह हमें तौफीक दे कबूल फरमा
अल्लाह तआला एक्सेप्ट अल्लाह मेक
सुभान अल्लाह व बिहमदिहि सुभानक अल्लाहुम्मा व बिहमदिक व नशहदु अन ला इलाहा इल्ला अंता अस्तगफिरुका व अतूबु इलैक नमस्कार